Zealot Pro Wrestling presents the first annual Z1 Championship Tournament. 8 souls enter. Only one leaves victorious. Who will prove themselves worthy and whose dreams will go up in smoke? January 25th, 2019. Unexpected Art Gallery, Downtown Phoenix. Bear witness. Be zealous. Featuring the Hot Boy, Michael Hopkins, versus Jack Jameson, Young Fuego, Adrian Quest, versus Simon Grimm, American Thunder, Dickie Mayer, versus Ricky Mandel, American Kaiju, Devin Sparks, versus Joey Ryan, featuring Ruby Rays and Delilah Doom, finally prove who is superior when they square off in a 2 out of 3 falls match, featuring performing live, coming to the Unexpected Art Gallery stage is teacher, rapper, hero, Mega Ran.
Yeah, we are here.
Welcome to Podcast is Matt Mania.
What up, y'all?
That was crisp.
You know, smooth as always. Ladies and gentlemen, your all elite cast is over here coughing their brains out, but we are
here
and nope, now I can hear myself at all. Okay, there we go. And we are here and rocking tonight.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mega Ran. It's always good to be with you. Now I'm putting on my sexy radio evening voice. Rock Knowledge. I don't hear you in that mic.
Yeah, I'm here.
You good? Okay.
Yeah, Rock is here.
So, Rock Knowledge back in the building. How was your week off, man?
It was good. It was needed. But I'm here, ready to talk some wrestling. We got a lot of things going on.
True. So you missed a lot last week. We'll try to clue you in.
I did. And we're going to get into that once we get the intros out of the way, because I felt attacked.
All right.
I felt attacked.
I don't think you were attacked, but we'll get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, player three is...
Hey, everybody. The Neo X.
What up, man?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Okay, good.
Getting by.
I hear that. Yeah. Well, it's we are 16 days into the new year. Crazy. Have you felt differently, any of you, about like this year yet? Like, has it been feeling like, okay, new year, let's do this differently? Is it working out?
It hasn't kicked in for me personally. Like, it's everything's been very routine.
Yeah.
So nothing's really changed. But then again, it could be because, you know, just not feeling the week right now.
Gotcha.
We did a bunch of cool shit last week.
Not feeling the week.
That was cool.
We had an exciting week last week.
But this week's for me is just kind of shit. But
you know what,
it just started.
Next week. Next weekend is going to be.
We're going to get it all back next week.
Yeah.
Last week, let's talk about it. What did we do? We went to Ace Comic Con. Got to shout them out in Glendale. They were nice enough to get us some comp passes. I can't wait till Teek's here so we can talk about. You know, I'll tell a little bit of the story. So you might have saw we got a picture with Alexa Bliss. We did not get a pic with the man. We didn't even get to talk to the man. No. But we did get to see her do an interview. We were front row for that. Her and Lillian Garcia was there. The legend. It seemed like nobody really recognized her. And I was like, it made me think, is today's audience just not accustomed to her? Like, she hasn't been around, I guess, for a new fan, right?
She really hasn't, if you think about it.
No, I think she left a few years ago. There's been like JoJo and that other guy doing the announcements. So,
yeah,
I guess she's
Michael
not
Michael Rowe or some shit.
Yeah, she's not in the new fans. Yeah. You know,
is she in the Hall of Fame?
She does. No, she does a podcast.
She should be.
She does a really good podcast.
She should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think so. And I remember when she started, it was rough. Like, she used to just pronounce people's names wrong and, like, just mess up a lot.
Well, think
and
about
then
the
she
era.
Got so much better.
Think about the era she came up in, too, like the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
She was around for a lot of
I don't think it was the Attitude Era, was it? It was like after, like right in after the 2000s.
It was the end of the Attitude Era, because she was talking about how Stone Cold used to drink beers with her in the ring. Like, after when after shows went off, he would always like be like, you got
to
drink.
I would like to have a beer with Lillian Garcia.
Yeah. For real. She seems mad cool. Hey, look who's wheeling his way in, or wheeling a chair in at the time. It is T-Call, the villain. What up? Oh, he got to get on the mic. What up?
Ooh.
Dropping it all.
So while he's working on that, everybody's kind of sluggish today. Is this just one of those days? I feel like everybody's just moving a little slow.
It's like
slow.
The calm before the storm, man. Like, it's going to be crazy next week. We have a lot going on. That whole starting Friday through Tuesday.
True.
It is a lot.
Mania week. I mean, Rumble weekend is going to be kind of lit. So, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So, we're just getting hype, getting ready. But
aren't
right
you going
now,
to PAX this week, too?
I will be at PAX South in San Antonio this weekend. So if you're in the area, Friday night performance, 8:30 p.m. At the San Antonio Convention Center. There's also a WWE house show that night, so I'm not going to make that.
I think Austin Creed said something about it.
I think Creed
too.
Is going to be in town, so I guess I'll see him Saturday. Yeah. he's doing the Mortal Kombat thing Friday, which I'm really jealous I didn't get an invite to. They're doing a big Mortal Kombat 11 situation in LA.
It's the reveal party.
New game?
Brand I saw new Cody got an invite. Is my mic on?
Yeah, you're loud.
They did a real cool envelope with like a seal on it, and you open it, and you were like specifically invited.
Oh, the headphones?
It was dope, man.
Yeah.
So, so that was cool. We are in flux right now. Things are moving around.
We're
getting there. We're getting together. Yeah. So, Teak, what's going on, man? How you?
Welcome. Y'all started without me.
We did. You know, we have all night. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, I told y'all I was going to be here at 8:30.
I did the first Rand three introductions.
Rand's going to be here at 8:30. We hold off on him.
Oh, for real?
I said I'm going to be here at 8:30.
I didn't know that.
I walk in on it already in progress.
Well, it was 8:36.
Look at this.
Now.
8:37 now.
It's 8:37.
Now.
Guy.
Thank you.
And it's four of us. So, like, when we all do our introductions, if we start at 8:25, we should be able to get to you by the time you walk in.
As soon as you scoot through that
finish?
Door.
That was the plan. Yeah, we did finish.
What did I miss?
So who are you?
You should listen to the episode when you're done.
Who am I? No, what did I miss? On putovers? Did y'all do that? That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
No. Y'all only did intros like, hi, this is...
And they weren't even that good.
Nah, but these weren't, they weren't funny, they weren't interesting, it was just some boring old intros.
Oh, so what did y'all start the show with?
You literally missed nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Zealot Pro Wrestling promo. Shout out to Lucas Kinetic.
Yeah, they gave us the audio. So that's going down, the big tournament.
Was it the Joey Ryan?
It's everybody's voice doing, like, just introducing all the wrestlers.
I saw Joey Ryan's video when he was.
He did a video?
Yeah, he did a video for those guys.
That's what's up, man.
He did it at StarCast, though.
He did a drop?
Oh, was that all the way back at StarCast?
Way back at StarCast.
Well, you got inside information. You didn't have to, like, bust him out on
that. What do you mean? You can clearly see him at the vendor table, dog. Fuck.
It could have been any vendor table.
It was a sarcasm vendor table.
K-fabe,
oh, man.
K-fabe.
Yo, keep it kayfabe. That was last night in the dojo.
Hey, question.
At least they were smart enough to get it.
I think I told him to do that. I was like, dude, get it now, because later on he might.
How is wrestling with a torn pec?
He's back end of this month. So
Joey?
Yeah.
See, which makes me believe that he's going to lose.
Yeah, I get the feeling.
I think
we're going to talk about the predictions, but yeah, I don't think a guy that's just coming off.
Y'all about to predict Zealot?
Why not? Just do a little go-home. Just do a pick. Do a pick.
Y'all too close to the inside of that. I feel like the prediction.
Not even that much.
No. I wouldn't ask Lynx. I wouldn't ask Lynx. And yeah, he probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
I have a friend who calls Lynx a mark. And
I think everybody calls Lynx a mark.
Pronouns, pal.
I can't use pronouns in this.
Lynx, if you're hearing this,
Lynx
we love you, man.
But he knows. He's a mark.
You're a mark. Marky Mark.
I've literally seen him dressed up as AJ Styles at events.
Lynx?
I've seen him dressed up as Kevin Owens at events. And I also heard...
What a mark.
I won't go way back. I won't go way back, but like... We did have an argument about kayfabe, like, on his show, and he was, like, really upset.
That was didn't you guys have an archive episode?
We do. It's check the archives. We did a crossover ep where he was mad that wrestlers who were in feuds were taking pictures with each other.
Yep.
Is that mark behavior, Rock?
It's wrestling.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, but were you angry?
I wasn't angry.
Okay.
I just feel like, kind of going back to that, when I think what spawned that was Roman and Braun were hot in their feud, slipping each other's vehicles.
They were like literally trying to kill each other.
Yeah, that's when they took the picture at like in Rome. Greece or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking chilling.
So it's like, come on. You just murdered him on Monday and now y'all smiling and pick together.
I mean, but.
But you don't go to Rome every day. Like, you take a picture.
I'm going
to
just say.
And you don't need to go to Rome with your homie or with Braun. You can go the other side of Rome.
Man, The Rock is shooting a movie right now. The spinoff Fast movie, Hobson and Shaw. And he took a picture and it's got him. What's the name? Jason Statham and Idris Elba. And Idris Elba is supposed to be the bad guy. And he's like, this is the triple force move. Like, all of this hype to get you. Like, that's not... We're going to still watch the movie and hope that they're kicking each other's ass, right?
That's true. Yeah, but I might watch the movie once. I'm watching these fuckers weekly.
Yeah, we have a much more deep connection to these wrestlers than we do, like, actors.
Man, you just watch them on TV. You don't know these
guys. The fact is...
Weekly. Watch them weekly.
The fact is, they're not the characters they portray, and they tell you that clearly.
The funny thing about what you just said is, though, wrestlers versus actors, they're all actors, man.
Still real to me, damn it.
Like, I remember
we just lost like eight listeners.
A couple people just jumped off a bridge.
What's his name? Austin Aries. I remember once he told me, he was like, people say I'm an asshole because I won't like stop and take pictures when I'm walking through the airport or something. He's like, you guys don't even know my real name. You've never been to my house. He's like, I don't really have anything to like prove to you people other than the fact that, like, if you think I'm an asshole and that's my character, then why would I take pictures with you in the airport?
Spoken like a true heel.
That's true. That's living the gimmick, man. Hey. I'm okay with that. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I've never watched a Fast and Furious movie ever.
Yeah, he's really? Told so, me that before. He needs to watch all of them.
Hey,
No, he's got to watch all of them. He's got to get to the good ones.
Do you really have to watch them all? You've never seen...
Don't watch Drift.
Not one.
Fast and Furious movie?
Tokyo Drift, was that the one with Bow Wow?
Yeah.
And that's like the one that y'all don't want to count.
No, Drift ties into it because Drift's got, what's his name?
Ludacris.
No, Han. Exactly.
Who the heck is Han?
You gotta watch the movies, man.
Solo?
Gal Gadot's guy.
Han Solo makes a quick,
Gal Gadot's in it?
Quick walkthrough.
Yes, Gal Gadot is in.
Well, I might need to watch then.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and, Tokyo Drift ties into Jason Statham because that's supposed to be his first appearance.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
we're about to start a Fast and Furious podcast.
This is a Fast. You've never seen.
I've never watched any of them. Not even 1 minute of footage ever of a Fast and Furious movie.
Neo, you look very shocked.
I'm being judged in this room. I cannot believe this.
I can't believe this.
I'm judging the shit out of Rand right now.
These are like the most basic ass blow 'em up movies ever.
Nah, man, they get good.
What? They get good.
Let me ask the room.
What?
Have y'all seen Conan?
Which one? With The Rock?
Oh, no.
With Arnold?
Oh, that's Hercules. Oh, Conan the Barbarian with Arnold? Yeah.
Somebody's car.
Did you park out front?
What does Conan have to do with this? Conan was the shit.
No, okay.
Segue.
No. I'll tell you why. Okay. Because y'all looking at Rand like he's crazy for not seeing Fast and the Furious. Like, like 5-6 years ago, I told some of my homies I had never seen Conan, and they thought I was a fucking, like, lunatic.
Well, Conan is from, like, the 80s or something, so that's, like...
That's a different era.
No, but we're all the same age.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You had enough time that you should have been saw Conan.
And I hadn't.
That's like somebody saying they never saw Scarface.
He's had enough time to see any of the Fast movies.
There's, like, how many now? Eight?
Seven.
Yo, that's like 20 hours of my life. I don't have
time. But if you
would have
watched them as they were coming out, you'd be
exactly.
Yo.
Hot takes, man.
Remember what was that Bill Cosby movie, Leonard Part 6?
Uh-huh.
Was there five Leonards before that?
No. That was the point of that movie.
Oh, okay. I always wondered. I was like, where are the other five?
Man, you got to bring Bill Cosby up. That movie used to be entertaining to me as a kid, but now I can't.
For real? can't even think about it.
Yeah.
So, speaking of people we can't think about, we were just talking about the R. Kelly.
I'm going to bring up a Fast and Furious clip.
Oh my god!
Every week.
No, we're not.
Until he watches us. No, until
not.
He watches.
I remember when he told me this. I said, "Hey man, we just going to have
a
marathon.
I would be down with
just
a marathon.
Have to watch them because
but eight movies. Good lord,
we got to do them all in one day.
I mean, the first Fast and the Furious.
The first
Fast and the Furious was.
After you get through Paul Walker for six movies, you're going to cry too.
That.
Okay, I mean, you get attached at the six movies. I get it. But
anyways, you were probably never a car guy also.
Not a car guy.
Nope.
I don't know the difference between a carburetor
once
and
it gets to like what? Is it Fast 4 or Fast 5? one of those it stops being about cars.
Eventually. I think it's five is when they
didn't
start,
they start
like,
getting into tanks and airplanes.
No,
and
not
stuff?
Just that. Like it's a missiles. It's a movie where they skip like a whole car race where like you should have been.
Oh,
racing
they didn't even
cars.
Show the
race. Yeah. It was like, hey,
that
we got to.
Yesterday,
they're
was
like,
crazy.
We got to go win these cars, and then the next thing you know, they show them walking into a room after they won the race. It's like, wait a minute. This movie was about car
I think
racing.
The director was like, cut.
It becomes like an
nobody
Ocean's,
cares.
Like
get these
an Ocean's
cars out of
12
here.
Type of movie.
They just want muscular dudes and hot chicks.
No, but really,
get these cars
like
out of here.
Ocean's 12, like a Bond type.
Like a Bond type.
What? But it's like secret double crosses and all that.
Yeah, that's how Jason Statham got into it.
Oh, my God.
All this double
Okay, don't give me no spoilers. I'm going to watch all 90 of these at some point.
Hey, Mad Maniac, hold him to it. I bet you he'd go watch Hobbs and Shaw with The Rock.
I mean, it's The Rock. So here's another Rock thing before we get into our putovers. I'm going to get it out the way. I ran into a friend of the show, Torrey Masters. He's not a friend of the show. What is he?
He's a fellow maniac.
He's a fellow maniac. I forgot. I'm learning. It's New Year.
You just sound like trash on SmackDown on Tuesday the way you were doing it.
Shut your mouth, you jabroni.
Yeah, that might be racist. Here's what happened. I saw Toure. Shout out. We just had a quick moment at Rocky Tie Raids video shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, yo, you going to the Rumble? And I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to Rumble. He's like, yo, if The Rock comes out, I'm going to lose my mind. And I was like, The Rock? What makes you think The Rock's coming out? He's like, I don't know. You didn't hear about the rumor that Rock versus Brock at Mania? And I was like, I didn't hear that. So now I'm like, but anyway, I'll leave that in the air.
I think that's a rumor that Toure is trying to create. Because I saw him on Facebook post, if I see The Rock versus Brock, I'm going to lose my mind or something like that. Mm. So, Toure, are you gaslighting your own lie?
Yeah,
here?
Are you fueling his own narrative? Like, see, I told you, like, wait, no.
That's like napalm fuel right there. That's pretty hot.
I just wanted to get that out the way. So we all agree that that's ridiculous, right?
I mean, there's nothing
the idea
to
is
believe
ridiculous.
That is going to happen as of right now.
But then there's always a Mania surprise. Well, not necessarily. Every couple years. The Rumble, there's usually a Rumble surprise.
I mean, I remember when.
And it usually has Mania implications.
We were thinking that when Roman was still around, but now, like, The Rock out the hat for no reason is kind
of
like.
I saw a recent photo of Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Is he good? Hairless yet?
No.
Oh, was the one with Rikishi?
With that white dude?
No.
Okay, I saw Rikishi. Yeah, like,
so he looks good?
Sure, some sort of gym or some shit.
Yeah, he still look big.
Dope.
Still got his hair, so okay. Shout out to Roman.
Shout out to Roman.
What's up. Yeah. If Roman come back with a haircut, how would you guys feel?
Depends on the haircut.
I'm going to cry. Like, real talk, if he comes out bald,
Not bald. We can't do that.
Even
Roman would have to put he would have to put a wig on. But if he's come. No.
Like a
shortcut? Because that means that he's grown. That he had to grow his hair back? Is that why you couldn't do the buzz?
Yeah.
What if he just had a fade? What
it's
if he just laid back a different style?
That would just be like us seeing, like, okay, that cancer is, like, getting a hold of him. And that would hurt.
Come back with anti-wrestler hair. I hate wrestler
hair. He has, like, Samsung-like locks.
Well, what's anti-wrestler hair? Like
I think he's saying cuts. That he hates...
like a cut.
Cuts. Not the stringy,
wet hair.
If he come out with, like, a Samoa Joe cut or something like that.
Yeah, not the John Cena.
It's the worst haircut
ever. The Mark Wahlberg?
The JBL.
The John Cena is like the CPA. The CPA haircut.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking way too much wrestling before we've done a putover. So, Teek, I hope you thought about it. We'll get you in last. Just to give you some time to think. Rock, what are you putting over?
I'm actually putting over, it's kind of a somber note, but it's also something we can celebrate and look back on. Today, Wednesday night, recording of the podcast, it is Aaliyah's 40th birthday.
Wow.
Man, she would have been 40.
That's crazy.
Would have been the biggest stars in the world, bigger than she already was. Aaliyah's one of the ones that still hurts. Like, hurts. I don't listen to her music very often because it hurts. Mm-hmm. And she was just so dope, man.
Is that your favorite Aaliyah song? Is that why you chose that one? Or is that just the top of the list?
I just wanted something kind of somber.
I
definitely didn't want AJ number to number.
You didn't want to play Rock the Boat for a somber note?
Nothing R. Kelly wrote.
I don't think most of her music isn't on streaming platforms.
Most of it's not.
Like, not even on Tidal?
That's off a soundtrack.
Tidal don't own it?
Nope. And that's because of her parents.
Her parents don't want foundation. It. They haven't.
This is on a soundtrack. This is off. Which one, Romeo Must Die?
No, this is later. This is no next Friday.
Go ahead, guess again.
Next Friday.
Keep it going.
Keep guessing. Keep guessing. Yeah, actually, it's on next Friday.
And that's actually one of my favorite Aaliyah songs.
I knew it wasn't Romeo Must Die.
So you can't get. What's the other one? Are You That Somebody?
One in a Million.
One in a Million.
YouTube videos to look up.
YouTube. I'm the big as far as audio goes, there is no streaming Aaliyah. Like her actual catalog, nope, you won't find it.
You just got to buy it.
Can you even buy it?
You got to go to Bookman's and go find the CD.
You know what?
Or like a FYE.
You have to actually buy the CD.
I mean, you can. I don't know if you can go to the iTunes store and actually.
You got to go to ZF.
Do they have an online store where you can just like buy it from them?
If you can't, like I would hope that maybe the family would set up like a store where you go buy Aaliyah.
Or it goes to like her estate or her giving fund.
You can buy some of her music on Apple. I'm looking on iTunes right now.
Yeah, I would figure iTunes would probably.
But they don't even have the. I don't.
That's crazy.
I don't see one in a million.
I feel like. I just realized that. Like, that's wow. Like, they're basically letting Aaliyah's, like, legacy kind of fade away, like, which is kind of whack.
Yeah, kind of what Rock said. It's like, you want to celebrate her life, you know, maybe on the anniversary. But how can you celebrate you the life if you don't have the full discography?
Well, if you were a real fan, you'd have those old CDs, I guess.
Already.
Well, I mean, come on.
You'd have them on vinyl.
I think it has more to do with the licensing rights and other factors is the reason why it's not up there.
I can't imagine,
I think it's business. It's more business.
It's like some bad business.
But do you think like the parents don't want that money to go to like whatever record label it is?
Well, I was about to say, like, you can still buy Queen of the Damned, and she basically died in that movie. So, I mean, if you were going to think about something that you wouldn't want, like, being out of
it, was the record labels. The record labels have been kind of shady about stuff like that. De La Soul's music is not on any streaming platform. And it's the same thing. Record label politics. They don't want to.
That's why they gave it away for free. Like,
they gave all their stuff away for free, like in a zip file.
Didn't they make a new album?
So Aaliyah's family could do that. They could just put out a zip file, you know.
And they may at some point. I don't think, but I also don't think Aaliyah's being forgotten.
I agree that she's not forgotten, but I'm like, man, this is tough. Ooh. That like her biggest hits can't be found.
I heard something good somewhere that won't be named, but it kind of talks about what we're talking about right now, where they were talking about. I didn't say that.
Hey, you don't say that word here.
The attack on Rock Knowledge when he was here to defend himself.
No, we all do that.
About record labels like owning music, and they were talking about if an artist decides to leave a label, and the label still owns their old music, and they continue to put the old music out. Like, how long will the old music sell?
When you're dead, it could sell forever.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but it's true. A dead artist sells forever.
I think...
Like Michael Jackson.
Would we be the last generation, though? Because it's almost like how people don't care about Biggie and Tupac. Once our generation is gone... Do you really think the next generation is going to care about Aaliyah enough to be looking for Aaliyah music to buy and things like that? I think if her music is not on streaming, like you were saying, that kind of kills her legacy.
So you agreeing with me?
It's going to disappear.
Like, you can find out of sight, out of mind. Five songs from her on here, but you can't find the hits. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is really crazy to me. Hopefully the label will get it together. I hope we don't get flagged for that, because like it might be like a real bad thing.
We're talking over
that,
it.
That was 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We're
clear usage law.
We're fine.
I was still not playing over.
But
off chance.
But no, it's real, though. Like, I really do think that that's hurtful to her legacy. And I'm sure her parents would want the music out for whatever reason, but maybe they're not getting a fair cut from the label. So they were like, yo, unless you renegotiate.
And I think it has more to do with they want to make sure that, like, the money is going to the proper channels.
But wait a minute. How much could the label own if they got the power to say, no, you can't do this?
I think Aaliyah's...
The label owns everything. Especially when she was young. She was underage.
I think Aaliyah's family owns all of her publishing, all
right.
of her everything.
It sounds like she got her master's if they're not able to put her stuff out.
I think they're in total control.
But they don't want to put it out.
They may not want to.
They feel like she's Owen being, Hart.
They feel like she's being exploited.
Maybe they don't want to exploit their daughter. Maybe it's hard enough for them as it is.
I guess I can see that.
I'm happy about it.
The problem, though, is that creates a culture of bootlegs. You know what I mean? Like, one, somebody's going to be making an Aaliyah mixtape. Two, Aaliyah bootleg t-shirts everywhere.
You know what, though?
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of feel like...
They should be running an Aaliyah clothing line.
When it comes
you
to,
know what I'm saying?
I kind of feel like when it comes to Aaliyah... I almost feel like she's like sacred. Like, no one really You don't see a lot of bootlegged exploitation when it comes to her and her name. I think there'd be so much backlash.
Yeah, because she's like universally loved.
Exactly.
But it's so...
Drake tried to do an album, and they were like,
"Far away from."
They shut it down.
We're so far removed from it now, as far as like, I don't remember when it first happened.
Oh my God.
If people were bootlegging, no, because you're saying that we don't see it, but I'm like,
I've seen bootleg t-shirts,
right? I don't know if people was recording with the shirts when it happened.
Yeah,
I'm sure that was the opportune time to do it.
Like the custom t-shirts that people just make, you know?
That's true. You can't stop that, regardless.
Yeah, you can't stop that.
But I just think that's wild. Like sooner or later, like you said, 5 years from now, people won't be looking for her music anymore.
Right, that's what I'm saying, because we'll be older, and then people will be onto something else. We'll be trying to tell them, like, I remember Aaliyah, she would have been 80. They'd be like, who?
Like, who? Well, rest in peace, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
I remember that moment, Drake up for you.
Man, but, somebody texted me. I think I had a cell phone at that time. I woke up to a text.
Is that 2001? Yeah.
It was a minute phone.
2001. I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, like right before or after 9/11.
I had like a Verizon right minute phone or something like that. Yeah, and somebody texted me.
Yeah.
I woke up and saw that. I was like, man, are you for real? Cut on the radios. That's all they was talking about on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. That sucked.
No, it's,
especially just hearing how it happened. I mean, we don't got to discuss that, obviously, but like.
Yeah, August 25th.
Something like that. It's just. Mm-hmm. Those aren't things that happened all the time.
So. Yeah, that was wild, man. Yeah. Like, what a crappy way to have that all go down, man. Rest in peace to her, you know, prayers to the family and all that. I hope that they get all that stuff resolved, because the world needs to hear her music. Like, she was great, man. And I don't want her to be forgotten. You know?
Dame just had put up a good post about her.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Dame.
Yo, did I see something on,
yeah,
on like Twitter or something like that where she was illegally married to...
You probably did.
R. Kelly?
Yeah. They get into that in the doc that R. Kelly's management forged the document, changed her age.
Oh, the fuck?
It was some shadiness going on around.
A lot of shadiness.
And
that's what y'all told me to
had her,
watch,
yeah,
right?
You got to watch it. And then had her... R. Kelly wrote a song for her called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, which is her basically calling out to a older dude saying...
That's like straight up pedophile.
Yo, come get this because I'm older, or yeah. I can pretend to be older. I can be everything you want.
It's real.
It's like freaking art imitates life in the worst way.
I mean, that cover is disgusting when you look at it.
Like him in the background, all being creepy.
Yeah.
I can't listen to that song anymore. Like, I would like to listen to other Aaliyah stuff, but that album, I can't listen to.
Yeah. So speaking of Aaliyah,
yeah,
and did you guys hear? Have you guys heard any of the Flex rants on Dame?
Oh gosh,
recently.
No, I don't listen to Flex no more. He just yells.
And Flex was talking about how Aaliyah was Jay's girl.
I've heard that story.
And that Dame took Aaliyah from Jay.
You heard that story?
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that story, but I mean,
it's a really very little talked about. But there's pictures. Like, if you search Aaliyah and Jay-Z pictures,
there's lore.
There's pictures of them hugged up, and I was like, yo, I never knew they were a thing. And like, and Dame even says on that Nick Cannon interview, which is really good. Like,
yeah, that just came out right.
Yeah, he's like, everybody's mad at me because I took their girl. He's like, that's usually what it amounts to, is taking a girl from somebody, and what leads to. He's like, any drama that's ever happened in my life is because I took their girl. And that's really all you need to know.
Dashing Dame Dash.
Dashing Dame Dash. All right, so let's move forward.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Neo, you got anything to put over?
It's been a very repetitive week, you know.
Right.
Like I said,
repetitive. You said your Twitter's been repetitive. What have you been tweeting about?
It's been
nonstop.
It's been very repetitive with Ramble before the Rumble tweet.
Yeah.
Hashtag get Nia to the Ramble.
So
that will be the name of this.
It's funny because like a little behind the business. I don't know what to put over. He's like, check your Twitter. What have you been fucking putting over? Everything is the Ramble, the Ramble, the Ramble, the Ramble, the Ramble, right, Ramble, 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 Ramble.
You got to relax. I will give you that advice on Twitter.
Don't you're not my mother.
Don't tweet the same thing over and over again.
Tell me what to do.
It'll get less and less responses each time.
he's drilling it into people's heads.
It's a smear campaign is what it is. That's the type of marketing that I'm
smear means guerrilla bad,
marketing.
So
more like guerrilla marketing.
Guerrilla marketing with smears.
I don't want to be guerrillaed or smeared.
Oh, you're gonna get these hands.
It's coming to an event.
You're gonna get smeared by this gorilla.
So what is the Ramble before the Rumble?
All right, Matt Maniacs. If you don't know, if you've muted me by now. Good. Matt Mania and the Steel Cage. We present the Ramble Before the Rumble. It's going to be Friday, January 25th. Mm. It is going to be at Crescent Ballroom. Now, the show's pretty good. Get out of work. Slide into your best wrestling gear. Doors open at 5. Come hang out. Get some food. Show's at 6. It is a 21 and over event because we're going to be boozing. And
oh, is it really? I didn't know that.
Yes. We're going to be going to be boozing.
We're going to be boozing.
I mean, is there no... like how they normally have it split, because I seen somebody in the Facebook say that it's they called and it was 12 and over. So do we have our facts straight on that? Because
they serve beer there. I would not bring a 12-year-old. No,
well, they serve beer, but they do all ages.
I'm going to be saying
they separate at Crescent.
Yeah,
but for a podcast show, they're putting seats in, so I'm not sure.
Are they really?
Yeah,
I'm going to be saying cock and balls a lot.
There's going to be a lot of language on that stage.
Hey, yeah. People should already know if they're those coming boys. To see us, they know how we get down on the microphone.
Yeah, so if you're going to come and see us, please be sure to visit megaran.com/shows. You can also go to rumble.steelcage.com, and you can also go to crescentballroom.com and check out the ticket prices. Additionally, not only are we going to give you some live rambling, but we're also going to let you rock. We have live performances by Bear Ghost. You know, they I think they won 98 KUPD's Band of the Year 2018 or 17. T-Call Rapper of the Year in 2018.
Yeah.
Mega Ran, Guinness Book of World Records holder for most video game music in the world. Right. I mean, hey, the talent is out there. And, yeah, you guys got to come through, check it out.
Andy Savage.
Andy Savage and will be providing,
wrestling tunes throughout the evening.
Wrestling tunage.
Yeah.
Do you think...
For your spoonage.
do you guys think... we're going to see some wrestling cosplay there.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask, are we going to actually see some wrestling? Like somebody going to slam someone there? I hope
someone's getting put through a table.
Well, we're not paying for that table. I hope they bring their own. BYOT on this. You got to bring your own table if you want to get put through it.
Hopefully BYOW, just bring your own waiver if you want me to put you through it.
Hopefully this table is retractable.
Also, bring your own Naya because this is...
This is a Naya-friendly event.
Yeah,
so bring your
please,
Nayas.
Matt Maniacs at Naya Jax.
Wear your favorite Naya WWE. Attire.
Like the shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yo, he's got a dope... I haven't even seen that shirt before.
You know what's funny? Irresistible Force. Like you got that Irresistible Force, but I thought that was like the Nakamura.
It looks like Metroid or
right, because
Nakamura.
That N looks like a ninja star almost. Yeah. That's why I haven't
even
seen what it was.
That was before Nakamura came, though. But
like
that's
Purple Ninja.
They probably stopped doing that when Nakamura
purple ninja, ninja. I'm a purple ninja.
It looks really good, though. Shout out to Naya. Hopefully, we will see her in the building. The face breaker.
You know, it was funny because I was trying to get Naya to the Ramble trending. And then every time I would put it in, like, this has had like 11 tweets so far. I'm like, all right, I'm almost there.
Nice. Hey, We're trying. So, Naya, holla at your boys. We'll get you VIP and all that.
All we needed is one retweet from Naya.
All the burritos you can get.
I think she liked one of the tweets.
For real?
I think.
That's a start.
Like it is trash. Nobody sees
it's
your
trash?
Likes. I mean, I see likes.
I see people's Twitter likes.
But you can only see it when you see the original post. If nobody retweets it, then you can't see
steps. All right, so I'm going to get to my put over on Hulu. What was I watching? Actually, I was watching Raw, and then what came on or what suggested afterwards kept me hooked.
Yeah.
Fire Fraud.
You made me want to watch
Holy this. Crap. Did you watch it?
No, but I want to.
Dog, it's so good.
I saw the about it now.
I couldn't stop watching.
Apparently
so,
there's a Netflix one now, too.
Yeah. Yes. So we were just talking about that. Apparently, they must have had some sort of gag rule, like you had to be quiet about Fire until like January, because now all this stuff is coming out this month. So this movie is amazing.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't, you got to remember Fire Festival. But it was also a good lesson on like viral marketing, like watching how stuff... Like, literally, you get 10 millionaires to go post some at the same time, and everybody thinks it's real, and everybody goes for it. And they all start buying stuff, buying tickets immediately, $20,000 guest rooms, and just if you say, well, there's one left of something, or there's none left of this. And
demand.
People, you just create the demand. Like, it was brilliant. This dude is a scam artist scumbag, but it was still really like fun to watch the way his mind worked.
Because for real, if he would have been able to pull it off. Like,
and he tried to pull it off. He just did it, like, didn't have enough time.
Right,
that was a factor. Because
That's the thing. You get a bunch of famous people on Instagram to post something and say they're going to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got a list of bands or artists that are going to be there. I'm like, shit. Like, Coachella ain't nothing but in the desert. Like,
yeah, it doesn't really matter where. Yeah, who wouldn't want to go to a resort in the Bahamas to see a concert? So
right.
It was brilliant. I remember the whole thing going down. Me, I instantly thought Ja Rule is involved with this. I'm staying far away. Right. That's like what I thought. I don't know why the rest of the world didn't
do this. Holla holla from over there.
Damn, that's the show Rule, that y'all baby. Got about Ja.
Rule, baby. I instantly thought, like,
we
come
talking
on,
about Ja?
Ja?
You know what? Ja Rule was in the first Fast and Furious.
What does Ja Rule think about this?
Somebody get Ja Rule on the phone.
He was in that first Fast and Furious.
He was.
He drove.
Are we going to keep calling that to Fast and Furious?
I'm going
to. Why didn't he play in the other ones?
Oh, because he crashed his car.
He didn't crash his car. He lost the race, and he also lost an opportunity to have a menage a trois.
Wow. Poor Ja.
I thought he crashed his car when they went over to like the bridge.
That's the other black guy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so. This movie's great. Fire Fraud. There's another one coming out on Netflix.
Oh, I think tomorrow. I thought you agreed Fast and Furious was great.
I can't agree on that because...
Neo's not giving up on you on that. By the end of this,
I never freaking watched it. So if I said
by the end of the show,
I'm going to be like, yo, I really enjoy Fast and Furious. I'm like, how? He never saw it. Like, well, they told me the whole story throughout the entire podcast.
I'm going to be dropping subtle Fast and Furious hints.
That shirt's fire, man.
Hey,
it took me a minute to focus
on
that.
Oh, Street Fighter.
Yeah,
Street the Fighter!
Yeah, but the top, like Ryu and stuff, he's real tie-dyed into it. Like,
oh, that's dope.
That's dope.
Okay, I like shirt, buddy.
Tie-dye Street Fighter.
So, please watch this. It's an hour and 20 minutes. It's so good. Holy crap. I'm glad you watched it, Rock, because it was so good.
What's it called?
Fire Fraud. It's about the Fire Festival. And people were like, because they had like different clips from people. And we were like, no one cared because it was rich people's problems.
That was the part that made me laugh so much. I'm like, poor rich people, you got duped.
Like, you spent a bunch of money to try to.
Like, regular, we couldn't afford those tickets.
Regular folks was like $2,000.
So this is the shit that was on like that yacht, right? When they was giving them like bread and cheese.
Yes, they weren't even on the yacht. They pulled up on an area with a bunch of tents and gave them cheese sandwiches, and they couldn't find their luggage. It was the worst.
There's no beds.
Ja Rule, nowhere to be found.
Ja! Where's Ja? Speaking of sandwiches, Paul Walker ate a tuna fish sandwich in Fast and Furious 1.
So, Teek, what would you like to put over? I'm ignoring this gentleman. Teek, what are you putting over? We're going to call this.
And they drank a lot of Coronas.
Hashtag get Nia to the Ramble. Hashtag
get Rand to watch Fast and Furious.
Get
Rand.
get Rand fast.
What, how can we mix that? Like, fast and wrestling?
No, just Rand to watch.
And the Furious.
Get Rand to watch FNF.
The Ramble and the Furious.
Ramble and the Furious.
Teek, what are you putting over to get us off of this weird?
We got to move on, Teek. What you got?
I'm going to put over Ace Comic Con that we went to last weekend. Did you guys end up making it?
No.
Neo or Rock?
Yeah, I had to work.
I'm kind of glad I didn't because I would have spent way too much money. I saw a lot of photos.
We were tempted. Yeah.
I went broke.
What did you pick up?
Ran in G1. I didn't pick up anything.
Oh.
No, he went there broke.
I went there broke. Okay, yeah. Right. To not spend money.
That's smart, man.
Good idea.
The damn Wetzel's was, I mean, the lemonade, fuck that. The bottles of water was $6.50.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Man, but, speaking of broke, Paul Walker had to spend $100,000 on his Toyota Supra.
Okay. You know what?
He's looking up facts.
We're going to mute your mic, sir.
He's looking up facts on his phone.
It's going to keep going.
And just waiting on the opportunity to segue.
Continue. I'm going
to
jump out a window. All
right. Oh, speaking of windows.
That's it.
No, but Ace Comic Con, man, it was dope. We went there. We got to see Lillian Garcia. We saw Becky Lynch,
Alexa Bliss.
We saw Alexa Bliss. So that's what we went there to do. We got the times mixed up, so we missed the photo op with Becky Lynch because while she was doing photos, Alexa was doing her panel. So we were watching the panel.
Oh, so that's why the...
Yeah, they mixed us up a little bit with that.
And then the time said, like, they had a time that said Becky Lynch, 7 p.m., and we thought that was her photos. But that was her panel. Yeah, so we kind of missed that. But, yeah, that was dope. We finagled our way into that picture.
So, oh, yeah, you got to talk about this. Yeah, the finagling.
Here's the real story. I'm just being totally honest. Not no knock on Ace Comic Con. They told us up front. With these press ticket, press passes, you're allowed to walk up to anybody and attempt to get an interview. However, doesn't include photo ops, anything like that. So we're in the photo op area, just looking around. We're like, how can we make this happen? Teek, tell the rest of the story.
Well, if you know me or you know Rand always says, like, as long as you look like you belong someplace, people ain't gonna bother you.
Yep.
Well, it was me, Rand, and G1, and we were looking lost. So a lady came up and started talking to us. She's like, hey, so what you guys, what you doing? What you in line for or whatever? And, you know, we're flashing our badges, pressing shit, like, you know, like,
yeah, hey, press,
like get off our back, you know, like we press, let us do what we do. And she's like, no, I mean, y'all press, so y'all got in for free, but y'all still got to pay for autographs and pictures or whatever. So, y'all got to go over there. So we were off to the side like, damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
So we just started walking down the hall and I was like, well, this is the hall that everybody who's taking pictures is coming out of. So let's go down that hall and just see where this hall leads us. So, and shout out to the black guy who was the security at that hall, who said nothing and let us walk down the hall. And we get down to that hall and we still can't do anything because they got it like sheeted off or off like the area. So we're just standing back there huddling around like, damn, so what do we do now? So I see them like willing the handicap people, like they'll bring them down that hall. Look at him. He's thinking that I'm about to say do some handicap stuff. No, Rock, we didn't stoop that low.
I wasn't thinking anything. It didn't go that low.
No, honestly, like I just saw that they were bringing people through the back, so I just went and talked to the guy at the back and was like, "Hey, we're press, and she told us to come back here to get our pictures because everybody who's coming through the front is paying. So
we ain't paying.
We're not paying. Man, we had paying. To come through the back." Mm. And he was like, "Oh, they know about it?" And I was like, "Yeah, she told us to come back here." About it. So he was like, "Okay." And then he went and talked to somebody else. And then she came out and she was like, "Okay, it'll be like 10 minutes. Wait until we get all these people out. And then we'll get you guys in." And then I was like, "Cool." So we just waited around. And then they brought us in. She was like, "Oh, we're just taking staff pictures now." And then we got our
picture. Did staff have to pay?
No.
Nope.
And neither did we.
So, boom, we got free pics. We walked out. I mean, Alexa was cool. We got a G1 asked some questions. Shout out to G1.
She told us to get in close, even though we clearly heard people say no touching.
They were like, no touching, no hugging, no hugging. And then we walked in. She's like, come on, guys. Husky waits.
But, yeah, I need to bury the Ace Comic Con staff that tried to stunt on us and didn't let us get a picture. Well, we should have been able to do what we want to do.
Well, I will say, you know, they probably have standards. I mean, or not standards, but maybe Security Lucy probably wasn't smartened up.
Security Lucy.
You know, for lack of a better word.
The security the email, that should have stopped us.
Yeah.
Before I started this entire
story. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but he said that you should be able to get.
The emails clearly said, I read, that we do not get photo ops as press.
Oh, okay.
It says you can go up and talk to somebody about an interview, but you cannot get photos for free. And then we managed to pull it
but
off.
Honestly, and then they told us that we couldn't take any. The other way. They told us not to take camera photos when we went back there to take the photo with Alexa because we tried to get one.
We were trying to do a selfie, and they were no selfies.
Just this one. But because where they print it for you, they got something that you can download it online. So I guess because she's in the photos, maybe the photos got to be professional. They don't want just a whole bunch of. If everybody was taking it right with their phones, then she would get a whole bunch of shitty pictures of her uploaded.
Blurry selfies.
On Instagram.
That's true.
So, it was dope. Her panel was dope. Becky's panel was dope. I mean, it was a fun time.
What were some of the questions you want to ask? Were they pretty good?
He asked who would...
Tantalizing?
He asked Alexa, who would she want to face out of either NXT or in the indies right now?
Mm.
And she was like, well, thankfully, everybody that I would want to face has been signed by us, you know? Like, so I would love to face Toni Storm and... who else did she mention? But she said Toni Storm a lot. Like she was like, I really think that me and her could have a good match.
Shout out to Miss Toni Storm.
Toni Storm, new NXT UK Women's Champ.
But there was a guy who asked questions. Remember, I said we were going to talk about this guy.
Oh, was it Lynx?
The mansplainer. No, this dude was the worst.
The guy with the chops. The guy with the... He went up there and he said, I got a few questions for y'all. And then he said...
Who's y'all?
The Lillian and Alexa.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, Lillian, you still looking good.
Like, that's not a question, sir.
This guy lives by the Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yo, he came in firing. Right. I got to shoot my shot, bro.
He said, Lillian, you still looking good. Still looking good. He said, Alexa, you looking good. Keep it up.
Wow. Keep it up. Like, yeah, thanks. I will. I don't even remember what his question was, but he complimented them a million times. Wow.
And you know, it's funny. He's like, he had mutton chops.
He did.
Like, he was remembered by his chops.
The chops. So let's move on. Oh, speaking of chops, you might as well do this now. Rock, let's chop open those cards.
Chop suey. Yeah.
So tell them about these cards. What do you got here? What do you got?
I put them over like sometime last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's Undisputed WWE 2018. There's one autograph guaranteed per pack. I just happened to find a card store by the crib that had them.
This is Rock's new obsession.
Right, yeah.
Does gum come in those?
Nah, man. It's
really fuck.
They don't do gum anymore.
So, full disclosure, I bought two packs on Saturday. I ended up getting a Kofi Kingston autograph and a Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nice.
Nice.
There's some nice stuff in here, so let's see what happens tonight.
Do they have holographic cards?
No.
The autographs don't now, like, homie. They're not able to wipe off. They're just like.
I got them live on Twitter.
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Come on, show me, pal.
Hey, we got an orange KO to 99.
Oh, that's your autograph.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
KO autograph.
Got a KO.
Hey, can I feel one of those?
Can I get it on the camera?
Oh, you want to see the KO?
Yeah, I just want to touch it.
Pause.
Oh, wow. It's like a pen signature.
Yeah, no, they're on card autos.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. These are kind of thick.
No, they are. There's only five per pack.
Oh, wow.
So nice. That was pack one.
Wait, that was five?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was going to be more, but I didn't know they were this thick.
Yeah, who are the five?
Oh, you want to know?
That's like a styrofoam card.
This is thick.
Okay.
Randy Orton, 30 years of Survivor Series.
So, I thought that was fucking Alberto Del Rio.
What? We got Roman.
Hey, man,
got a Roman?
Slamming
you guys suck at stuff.
Batista, WrestleMania.
Oh, Batista.
Batista.
WrestleMania 21.
Dean Ambrose before he went to jail.
The lunatic.
Before he went to prison and got a haircut and got buffed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's pack number one.
Oh, so we can get through this quick. It's just five cards.
It's going five cards, man.
Nice.
I see I got a Lex Luger on the back.
Ooh, Lex Luger.
Retros like that.
Big John Studd.
Nice. I think he won the first Royal Rumble.
That was Hacksaw.
I thought that was Hacksaw in that picture.
KO Perry.
Ooh, I wondered if he was going to get a girl and this autograph. Yeah. How awesome is that?
Wait, who is it?
He's got the autograph. Naomi.
Hey!
The glow in the place to be.
That's what's
up. This one's actually the 25, so this is one of the higher dollar ones.
Let's see it, pal. Let me get a picture of that.
Yeah, get the Naomi, because this card is the one we all care about.
Is that a Mandy Rose?
Wait, who's next? Who's the one we care about? It's Nia!
Hey.
Too bad your Nia's not autographed, but if she comes to the Ramble, you can get her to autograph it.
Let's get Nia to the Ramble. Hashtag get Nia to the Ramble.
It's a sign. I'm going to tweet that.
Bam.
It's a sign. We got a card of you, Nia.
And then the last one is Lex Luger with his USA trunks.
The Lex Express.
But yeah, that's the Lex we all want to remember right there.
Look at Nia, though. See, that's the one.
Oh, Nia. Okay, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
Nia is undoubtedly a heel, a bad guy.
Yeah.
Do you think, one, her social media,
and two,
just the fact that, like, the makeup and the way that she's dressed, that she's too pretty to be a bad guy?
She's not like most.
Is she too good to be a bad guy?
No, they do this thing with the eye makeup on her when, her to be a heel
when she's bad. evil eye makeup.
Ronda was doing it too. Ronda's got some shitty eye makeup.
Never went heel, but her
no
eye
but
makeup
I'm saying
weird.
It's the dark eye makeup. Not so yet. They do the same thing with Nia where they like outline her eyes dark so it makes her look like she's like got this piercing look. And I think that's what's supposed to like make her bad guy. Also because she wears like the Viscera outfit. I think that's supposed to
dang yo. The Viscera.
Yeah, I think Nia's outfit is shitty.
She got the thangs out.
Sometimes they look good.
The thangs will be out. Not like all the way out, but they'll be behind the, you know.
She got the Loca V Viscera.
Should do the late.
Come on, man. Just give me a mental picture.
Big Daddy V.
Don't act like you don't remember when Viscera used to wear it.
The V.
Yeah, he wore the
Loca. I tried not to, T. Call.
Viscera! I gotta remind you of things like that, man. That's my job.
You got a pretty good pack there. Shout out to Naomi.
I wanted to say something about Nia real quick. Okay. We were talking about earlier in the group chat, we were talking about women's tag belts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, like, I believe Lucha Underground has something like this, but don't Lucha Underground got where, like, the women can fight for whatever title?
They have trios titles.
Is that the only one that the women can fight for?
No.
Women can be world champs, too.
Yeah, in Lucha, right?
Yeah. I think Sexy Star was the first ever Gift of the Gods title holder and then the first Lucha Underground title holder.
And I was just thinking, like, man, how dope that would be if, like, WWE would have, like, adopted that or something. Like, I was just thinking, like, you could see somebody like Nia Jax who wouldn't have to be the women's champion.
She could be IC champion.
Exactly. Or US champion. Like, she could just job all those guys out and just be...
Enhance them out.
Well, they don't... Enhance them up, maybe.
They don't do it anymore.
There we go.
Like, China was the last person on...
China did it.
She was an intercontinental title holder, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She competed in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, China was the last time that they did something like that.
China was different. And I feel like Nia is, too. It's like, size-wise. Yeah. So, they could do it. Like, I'm sure
China could, like... You know, throw a vicious right against.
But China wouldn't be the only one. They throw Ronda in that. Like, they got some women that can match up with some guys.
Well, yeah,
in this new crop
Ronda's
of women.
Thrown Triple H over her shoulder through a table. So.
Right, you get Shayna up like there. Shayna will be able to fight some guys.
You're not going to see that.
I don't think we need to see that.
Not
though.
In WWE, but.
Yeah, I mean, we can see it in the indies. Joey Ryan will always pull it off. You know what I mean?
I really don't get that guy. That's not for me to get because I'm not really an indie guy. Like
nah,
that.
It's not.
Yeah,
not.
Who's the?
It's hard to explain.
What promotion has that intergender title? The one that James Ellsworth had, or is that just his?
Yeah. There's a couple in the indies that
I think it's interpromotional for sure.
Yeah, they'll all acknowledge that half pink, half blue title.
Yeah, like I think.
He's saying it's intergender, but it's interpromotional.
Like he's defended it at bar wrestling. He's defended it like at. Different cons. He actually defended it on the cruise.
Well, if it's my title, I can defend it wherever I want to. Like, if it's the T-Call title, I can go.
Right. Exactly.
There and defend it and then go there and defend it. I just got to make sure that I always win it.
You're Triple H.
Yeah, you better not lose it. You know, you come back like, oh, I lost the belt.
Right. But if you guys want me here, we can keep this quiet and I can defend this title over
there,
here.
There you go.
Word. Okay, so let's talk a little wrestling, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so.
Wrestling!
Wrestlinger! All right, so let's start it off with. Braun. So there's a lot of rumors swirling around about Braun being taken out of this match because he was injured. They pulled the swerve.
Heard around the world.
Here's what Uncle Dave says. And again, we take Uncle Dave with a grain of salt. He says,
this isn't from any podcast or anything. This is just Uncle Dave.
Nah.
Word.
Uncle Dave says, well, technically it is. It's Wrestling Observer.
No, you shouldn't have said that. Oops. This is just Uncle Dave's words.
Hey, you get to put a dollar in the
thing. I will put a dollar in the jar. Braun Strowman was not pulled from this Universal title match due to a last minute decision or injury. He says it was always the plan. They did this to kind of throw a major swerve just to sell some tickets. Because, again, they still don't think Finn's over. So I think they were like, we want Finn, but we're not going to tell you it's going to be Finn because we want people to buy tickets for Braun versus.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying to sell tickets for Finn. That didn't make sense because if he wasn't over, why would they buy tickets to see him?
Right.
But it's so close to the event, I guess.
It's a week and a half away.
And they're already doing buy one, get one tickets.
If you've decided you were going to go to the Rumble, you got it way before that Finn thing happened. So. Is that true though? Like, would you like? I mean, I don't know. We're different. We're actually wrestling fans, and we like Finn. Would you think though? The average fan is not going to buy if Finn is the main event.
If they think that Finn, it's what we talked about pay.
Put yourself in the company,
shitting on Finn, and then they're like, "Hey, Finn, they're saying, "Hey, Finn, you're not over."
Yeah,
we don't think that you're going to be able to sell tickets over, when we've been putting you.
No, I'm just asking you as a fan. Do you think that that's a legit concern?
As a fan, I wouldn't care to see Finn in the main event right now. So that's me.
Wow. So there it is.
If I was a casual person and I saw the billboard that had big beefy Braun Strowman versus honking, Brock Lesnar,
yeah,
I would probably pay to watch that.
Would they both be sweaty in the picture?
There's a lot of meat in that picture.
A lot of meat.
A lot of beef. Yeah.
A lot of beef in the
screen. So if I was an average person and I saw that, that would be an attraction for me.
Exactly.
However, you get Finn into the picture.
You get the David and Goliath type situation.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Okay. If it's positioned correctly, mm-hmm. you could have a real David and Goliath story.
So they're saying that, and the question is, Uncle Dave's saying this, and do you believe it? That Finn was already the guy. Like, he was going to have this match, but we didn't tell you until 2 weeks away because we thought Braun would sell more tickets.
I mean, do you think that this is part of, like, WWE's new, like, trying to switch things up motto that they've been claiming
that's what
for
I
a new
but,
year?
But speaking of that, are they trying to appeal to the average consumer or to the fan?
Well, which one of those guys you think appeals to the average consumer or the fan? You think Finn is for the fans.
For
the smarks, yeah. Like for the people who know.
For the ladies.
Right. But,
then the ladies.
But Braun.
is for the average fan.
But Braun is for the average fan.
You want a big guy to be a big guy. And so.
I mean, but if the average fan already bought their ticket, like Rand was saying, and then you switch it up last minute, card subject to change, and then you throw Finn in it, mm-hmm. what are they going to do? Sell their tickets now?
Well, the thing is.
You done bought plane tickets, like
yeah,
you got
like
hotel.
You're in, yeah.
I think the average consumer in Arizona would probably want to see the two Goliaths go at it versus the fan who would fly out.
I think anybody would. I think that's kind of like
I think that's just the marquee matchup.
What we're mentally positioned to think. Even like once WrestleMania comes, if they decide to do like the women match last because we're going to be invested in that, it's still going to think I feel to be weird like just visually. Just to be like, you expect like the heavyweight fight to be last. You expect like
but
that's
see,
how the card
to help
from
that,
small to large.
Exactly. But remember the one, I think this only happened once so far, that they ended a show with a women's match. They never called it the main event. They didn't promote it as the main event. You know what I mean? So I think they would do the same with WrestleMania. They'll be like,
I think that changes
Triple
this year,
H against some nah, Joe.
That changes this year.
Yeah,
they're gonna announce.
It's gonna be their main event. They're gonna push it hard. If it's Ronda, they're gonna push that hard.
They're gonna promo
because they want the world to watch that.
Yeah,
and the world's watching Ronda.
Yeah, because Ronda has dual appeal.
Yeah,
and I think my brother, my younger brother, who is a big UFC fan, and every time I tell him to watch wrestling, he always says, "Well, what's Ronda doing?" You know,
exactly.
So that's telling me like, well, he knows about Ronda.
But he doesn't know.
He doesn't know about anything else
because she transcends wrestling.
Yeah, she transcends wrestling amongst the casual or even the diehard UFC fan.
And Finn does not.
Right.
For example,
we're gonna get a better match at Rumble because of this.
Yeah.
Between who?
Finn and Brock is better to me. A better match than Braun and Brock.
Well, since we're getting into this, I was gonna ask you guys, like, do we expect not to see Braun? Is this shenanigans with Braun? Like, does Braun cost Brock the title?
I say they revive the tag team with Nicholas, take over the damn division.
What?
No.
Wait,
you can't
what?
Bring Nicholas back.
Chill out. Bring
Nicholas
back Nicholas.
Is in school.
He's a kid.
He's fine. They won it last time. They won it at Mania. Bring that back.
So you think that, or were you just saying that you heard it somewhere else? Do you think that Braun will get involved?
I read about Braun.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like,
I think Braun is
going to take Nicholas
as a way to get the title.
Throw
Nicholas at Braun. I think
as a way to get that title.
I think
from
Finn's going to get destroyed. That's just I think Brock wanted somebody he can suplex around.
Is it because there's a lot of beef?
And who was going to take those bumps for him? And I think Finn is like, I'll do whatever I got to do for this company. Like, he's proved it time and time again. So.
But what about.
That's what I think. I think he's just going to get tossed around.
What about the rumor and innuendo that's been floating out there that they're now suddenly pushing Finn?
Yeah.
Because now there's AEW. Now there's independents making, you know, just about the same money as WWE.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna stop you because that's still Finn's on the contract.
Right,
they can just take him off TV tomorrow. He can't do anything about that.
Nope.
But he could also ask for his release. No,
and then 90 days you sit at home.
Also don't gotta give you your release
or no compete contract.
Sit out your contract.
Remember, I said
like
this
they did China.
On
they
all contracts
sit out the whole
right
contract
now. But pushing him would make sense if you were saying, "Hey, you are on like visually and physically, you're on the same level as Cody Rhodes, any of these younger guys that are in AEW or these indie promotions. So if they were saying, hey, we want to go for that indie look.
That's a good point, too.
Then that would be the reason to push him and be like, hey,
it's just
we're
going
to have you. We're going to have AJ Styles. Like, we're going to have you guys run the division or run the
faces of the company. Like, we do believe in you indie guys, like, to come in and run this company eventually. So it makes those guys who are thinking, like, I want to go to AEW. Like, they're thinking about trying to jump.
Right.
Well, be like, look. No, we love Finn. We're putting him on top. Like, see, you better think about
it. That was my thought.
And there's a certain guy whose name rhymes with Lenny Osega, who is currently thinking about his options.
And that's the guy who I was talking about. Like, he fits that look.
Lenny Osega. You don't know him? Lenny Osega.
We should only refer to him on this podcast.
We'll call him Lenny Osega.
I like that better
than is that from the Scottish Osegas?
Yeah,
or the Irish Osegas.
Maybe the Irish Osegas.
The Irish Osegas.
So,
the Osegas.
But when Osega is sitting at home, you know, he's flipping channels. Yeah. And then it's like, bam. Oh, shoot. Finn's on top?
I can see myself coming and fighting Finn.
Maybe you do believe in our guys.
The other thing that has suddenly spawned is, and I know this isn't like, you know, I know this isn't like the main event talent that we normally think about, but Mike Kanellis.
Why are we mentioning
Mike Kanellis? Do you always bring that guy in?
Who just asked for their release.
Why are we talking about Mike Kanellis? Is that true?
Yeah.
They just made Maria Kanellis playable in WWE 2K19.
And the reason is...
Oh, man, they did Leo when he's firing it. I saw the video clip for his entrance.
Yo, he looks dope. Tony Nese is the best character in that game. I just wanted to throw that out.
He's the best character in real life.
Because he's dope in real life. He needs more TV time.
So the reason I'm saying is because Tony Kanellis. Mike Kanellis just asked for his release. The revival.
Wait, what's your source?
I saw that too.
It was in our chat.
It was on
PWI.
It's on the site that I
Ringside. Ringside, isn't it Ringside?
Okay, they asked for it. Did they get it?
Well, come on, guy. I'm getting there. Jesus Christ. So it's like they're asking for the release. Vince, so it's like these guys you know, 200 pounds, you know, so for lack of a better word. I mean, again, we're at a time where is the grass really greener on the other side? And people want to find out.
Right. But, it's just going to be like...
You better hope you don't have a three-year contract.
I think AEW will be successful, but these guys, I mean, they're jumping into it feet first. Like, they're, like, all in, legitimately.
They really have nothing to lose.
Right, but...
No, they do, though.
But they got everything, because everything if they cross...
They don't.
They're taking... If they take people from New Japan, if they take people from ROH, we can't suspect that those talent pools or whatever are going to be so welcoming for those people to come back. So you've got to expect that these guys are burning a couple bridges while they're building their dynasty. Right. So let's not say that they don't have anything to lose. Like, they're putting shit on the line. But what I'm saying is that
this could all flop.
Exactly.
The whole thing would fold and flop.
The cons could be like, you know what, never mind. This is way more expensive than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, right. Good.
But what I was going to say is that...
God, you guys are evil.
No, man.
No,
I think that the revival can leave and be very successful in AEW or anywhere else.
But
WWE has shitted on these guys since they had Razor Ramon and those guys jump them on fucking
at Raw 25.
Right. Like, that showed you, like, they lost to, like, Lucha House Party 3 times in a row
something like that.
And that's what they're feuding with right now.
Wins and losses matter. Finn has a world title match in 2 weeks.
Wins and losses.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
He was fighting Baron Corbin for a month.
He just fought an NXT takeover Blackpool. You gotta have a name for wins and losses not to count. If you're upstart and you're getting shitted on, then you're a loser.
Then you're just a loser.
Right. So
MJF wouldn't be who he is if he's been losing, you know, night after night.
My thing is, I said in the group chat, if the WWE loses the revival when they go be successful, like, the WWE fucked up because these guys were good, but it just shows how, for one, there's just too much talent right now. That's not WWE's fault, that they're like, hey, we're going to bet on the guy who we think is the star.
It's like a backwards strategy.
No, it's part of their
because
strategy.
Because they
they're
too much
scooping
talent.
Up all the talent.
That's what I'm saying. It's backwards.
Look at the NXT UK. And if I looked them up because I watched that whole show and I didn't know who anybody was.
Me neither.
And I looked them all up.
They all
and they're
talent.
All indie guys from What Culture Wrestling. ICW in Glasgow.
WXW.
WXW. Progress, wherever. These are all, they were all indie dudes and now they're all instant. They didn't come up through a performance center. They just were like, yo, they got good wrestling over there.
I mean,
Snatch.
Walter in itself.
Walter. Like, they were like Snatch. They didn't
like
just.
Mastiff.
They didn't
Mastiff.
Build those dudes. Yeah,
he's that dope. Dude, his name is the most befitting.
That's
name.
A great name.
He's like a burly.
He's like a baby Vader.
He really
yeah.
is.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, their idea of scooping all the talent up is leaves guys like the Revival out in the cold because they're like, man, we're good too. Like, but they're like, yeah, so is everybody else.
And they're
like,
not gonna, well, no, but Vince isn't just going to release folks right
but
now.
But it's also them throwing shit at
saying.
The wall, though. It's them throwing shit at the wall. It's them finding everybody
I'm just
and
be
then
honest,
throwing them out
though.
There and saying,
and I get you, but I love the Revival. But do you think if they were over and if their shirts were really selling, you think they would be shitting on them?
No, but that's the thing, though, that people have always said. Like, guys who, it's too easy to get over in NXT. Like,
you have more diehard wrestling fans than NXT watching that product.
Like, as a team, they're really dope to
they're
watch.
Great.
They're dope.
But they're not going to sell shirts. No. Like, they're a different type of team. They're not t-shirts and little kids
they're
screaming
a,
for them.
They're a blue collar. They work.
No, they should have.
They work.
Yeah. But they should have had more time in NXT. Yes, they should have had more time
kept
in NXT
them
because
them
they feuded
in the microwave a little longer.
Against DIY.
But you
and
know,
DIY are both still in NXT. So how do you take the guys who they feuded against and move them up, and you still got these guys anchoring down the company?
Here's the sad part that nobody wants to realize. You need enhancement talent.
Yeah,
you need jobbers,
and it's not
and
even
they
and
pick those guys to be that.
And it's not even that.
And
I
ain't
just,
saying
I
that you're bad. The Hardy Boys used to be jobbers, yep. Like you know what I'm saying. Like you got to somebody's got to be the guy who puts somebody over,
and you have to prove your
yeah. You stick in there.
You just gotta,
imagine if the Hardy Boys were like, man, we quit. Like while they were just nobody's losing. No, we ain't nothing. We were so great in North Carolina, and we come up here losing the Iron Mike Sharp.
Come on,
get out of here.
But I mean context. At the time, what else was out there other than WWE?
No, but I'm saying if you want to go to Cody route right now and say, or how Samoa Joe had to do when they said you're not good enough and go and cut your teeth on other promotions and then come back. I'm saying like if you are good enough,
I mean, McIntyre did it
right. If you're good enough to become a star somewhere else, then you come
back.
Then they gotta eat their words.
Or so
they're gonna.
That's what I'm saying. So bad blood is not really, or burning bridges is not really a thing in wrestling.
Not in wrestling.
Not for WWE.
Chris Jericho always said it. Like never say
money.
Never.
Yeah, Jericho ain't worried about burning no bridges.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But the thing I was trying to get at is the other thing that I faulted to is the lack of tag team interest.
It's so sad right now.
In the WWE.
That's real. Like,
and they're going to boost it with this women's tag. But again, it's going to make, like, not a bad thing. But the women are the forefront of the major wrestling right
show
now.
Show of wrestling.
It's the hot topic right now.
They like totally switched gears on that.
They did. I never thought I would see that. But, like, now they're the biggest story on both shows.
It's crazy.
All right. So
I do want to put over one thing that I think that they could have done on Monday Night Raw. It was a perfect time, in my opinion. You had John Cena giving Finn Balor the rub, putting him over, you know, bigger than he already is.
Oh, he should have.
I would have loved a John Cena heel turn right there.
Ooh.
Ooh, that would
have
been
just
perfect.
Give him the FU. Give him the FU.
Just be like, oh, yeah, one more thing. Oh, boom.
I would have loved
it. And it wouldn't
that.
Have been a
nobody
turn.
Big leagues, big
it
John Cena.
It would have just been like, I'm John Cena. I'm still the man. So.
Hold on.
I think that was, like we said, how, you know, you talk about the wins and losses.
I would have not liked
all
that.
All that stuff
I
totally changes.
Well, then it could have went with his haircut. He could have went with his haircut,
Stone
though.
Cold
not Stone Cold, though.
It could have went with this JBL transformation.
I wouldn't have liked it. I would have not have liked that.
You think they would have booed him? Would they boo have Cena if he'd done that?
I think
crowd is so.
If
they're still.
If we would have went off right there, I think it would have been a shock. I don't think it would have been a boo. I think it would have been like one of those Undertaker shock moments.
Against Finn.
They didn't boost Cena that whole match. Like, I don't know. Like, people were happy to see him back.
Because Cena was
time.
Rubbing against
Finn
Balor.
That
would have
been a perfect time, though.
Nah, I would have been
I got
mad.
Something to say about that, and then I want to talk about one more thing before if y'all about to get off Raw.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk about Lashley.
That's what I want to talk about.
But go ahead.
Do y'all think we're going to get, like, a McIntyre-Cena feud? Because they had McIntyre gave him that Claymore kick.
I would like to see it. Think, if Cena's back to put guys over,
then put McIntyre over.
That's the move.
The plan I heard was for Cena to put over Lars. But there's a lot of questions around Lars right now and his status.
I just saw some weird rumor that, like, he hasn't been able to be found.
He's no-showed. According to what I read, he's no-showed, like Rock said. But it's because he's been suffering through some mental anguish.
What happened?
So that's kind of been preventing him. It's been hindering him to actually make the transition to the WWE. You know?
I think he's scared. Maybe like something like the, and that's the pressure
how they,
is.
That's how they could be positioning it
after
as.
Becky Lynch shut him down on Twitter. Yeah. He's rethinking his whole life now.
You know, but it's just like if he's saying he's not ready for these big leagues.
Becky is beast mode on the Twitter device.
Damn, and that's funny because I thought maybe they were just like saving him for a bigger introduction since they've just been introducing everybody backstage.
They've been hyping more than the other talent.
Right. They just threw the other guys backstage like, oh, just walk past
Heavy Machinery just walked out in the middle of the freaking tag team titles. What was that?
I'm saying everybody else, it was a tweet that said the people backstage look like I'm playing my career mode. Like you're just walking past people. Like,
right, yeah, that's what it felt like. I was like,
EC3 in the mirror, Nikki Cross in the cage.
Right, like what are y'all doing?
So I thought that they were saving Lars for like Rumble or just like a bigger moment.
I hate
that. That was the worst production ever. Mentally breaking down right now.
You're going to have 4 weeks of promotional videos and, you know, bringing up this new talent and you're going to have them drip backstage?
Dude.
I mean,
this is part of them trying to make the... Which
maybe they want to work it in slowly. That was a terrible idea. I was like, who planned this show? Like, there are writers that get paid to do this show. And they all came up with or agreed that this tag team from NXT should just walk out in the middle of the women's tag team title moment and just act like they can't talk and respond. Like, what is that?
I mean, these are the same writers that thought that they should introduce a women's triple tag team on Raw and then introduce one on SmackDown. Introduce them the same way.
The same exact group that look the same. It's like, oh, they'll never, this will be so cool. And then they do the exact same thing.
And how do you feel about these titles being introduced on a talk show segment?
With Paul Heyman.
I don't got like, a problem what was that. The, I don't got a problem.
With it Paul was Heyman. Weird. Like, Paul Heyman was putting over many, Brock Lesnar.
There's just too many talk show segments.
I think the show...
And they're really... But they're really
let's cut them down. If Alexa is going to have this talk show, let her have it.
Yeah, like, she's the only one who has one.
Right, like, a legitimate one. Because The Miz isn't doing his right now.
Yeah, he doesn't do it right now.
So they got one talk show.
He did it on Tuesday.
I feel like the show got behind on...
Well, he shouldn't be doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry, on SmackDown. That's on SmackDown, though.
I'll give it... I think the Raw somehow got behind on time. And maybe they were just like, we got to get this stuff done. We also got to sell Brock Lesnar. We also got to sell these tag titles. And we also got to debut these guys. So they were like, we got to do it now. And then the segment ends like the following contest. And they're all like, wait, what? We're sitting here with mics.
They just put the mics down.
Well, I mean, how much,
that was bad timing.
How much hype do you put behind something like, okay, didn't Stephanie mention it like, one time when it was like some big women stuff going on, she had mentioned like, oh yeah, we're going to be bringing these women's titles in.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a big moment. She mentioned it, but they weren't there. Does it cheapen it because it was just showed on?
They could have saved that for the Royal Rumble, to be honest. They could have pulled them out at the Rumble.
Yeah. Or they could have done something like where all the McMahons and Triple H come through.
Did this need to be a beginning of the show?
Yes.
I felt like this should have been a McMahon thing. Like something
like
more.
Vince could have done it, and then went back and saw his limo was busted, and now we got a big thing.
Would you guys accept if they would have ended the show and you would have just got like, I don't know, you would have got a commercial or something that told you like, oh, next week on Raw with the women's tag titles or something.
With it being so close to the Rumble, I feel like the time was right because they said, okay, it's going to be fought for at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah,
I just felt like
Rumble,
the
right?
I just felt like the unveiling was slapped together.
It was sloppy. It was. So here's Lars' situation. He was scheduled to be at Raw last Monday in Orlando. Yeah. He just didn't show up.
Oh shit.
All plans involving Lars are now in serious jeopardy due to his absence and lack of communication with WWE. So they don't know where he is. He's maybe going through some mental stuff. I hope he's all right.
None of that stuff is good. I think if he's mentally unstable, why would they put him in the big show with guys who got to trust that he's not going to murder them.
Yeah, in the ring. I feel like there's a lot of pressure when they build you up like that. You've literally never had a match, never had a moment. They didn't do that with Braun. He's huge. Like,
yeah, so. But I mean, I guess if it was positioned to where, like, listen, dog, you've done this in NXT. You've had plenty of enhancement matches in NXT. We're going to fit you in an enhancement match here.
We don't know how much they're gassing them, though. We don't know if Triple H is in that guy's ear. I'm like, saying, listen, Braun, like
you're about to be a champion, Larza.
Yeah, I was saying, like, if I was a WWE agent,
right?
Like
we're just going to feed you.
Maybe
some,
you needed to be positioned to
young guys,
him, you know.
Or I think it's the social media stuff. Honestly, like, remember all the talk about his stuff and what he said in like message boards and the controversial stuff.
Oh, you're right.
I think maybe he's feeling bad about the old stuff. Like, there's a combination. There's a lot going on with him.
Yeah.
And he's not sure about how the crowd's going to react to him. They might have signs about the stuff he said. Like, I don't know. He could be really overthinking it. I don't know. But anyway, I hope you make it through that, bro.
Speaking of social media and people saying fucked up shit on social media, let's talk about the boy Lio Rush and how this guy.
What did he say?
Nothing. Remember, he said something before that got him into all that trouble.
We thought he was going to
get fired. This guy has made a total turnaround.
Yeah,
you got to I don't know who's to credit for all this. If Vince just got a soft spot for like a dancing black kid or something.
Yeah, like, do those flips, Leo.
I'm saying it's got to be something because
flip over. he's so fast. Gotcha.
He pays dividends though,
because this guy, we thought he was going to get fired. Then we saw him getting squashed.
I remember that episode.
Remember? Yeah. He was saying a lot of crazy stuff. And then,
like, that's what happens when you're not ready for Asuka. That's all he said.
Well,
trash guy.
That's all he said.
But it was a little controversial.
Oh, it was after she got fired or something.
No.
Like, it was after Emelina.
Eva Marie.
No, not Eva Marie. It was
Emelina.
Emelina with the glasses.
She got fired.
Yeah. She got fired.
And he was like, oh, I guess she wasn't ready for Asuka.
Because Asuka enhanced her out.
And instead of enhancing her up.
And like,
he enhanced her out.
About like that, the entire locker room like turned on that dude. Was like, yo, you
on
show some
dime.
Respect.
Well,
here.
Because he was new and they're like, you know, wrestlers gotta, exactly, we gotta stick together type shit. Yeah. So they probably was like, oh man.
But he almost got ran
out the locker room.
That was like a kayfabe, I'm a bad guy character moment, I thought. I thought that was just him being an asshole, like, as a character.
But you're in control of your own social media. You let that shit get away from you. Like, if you can't control the situation and that shit spin out of control on you, guess who it falls on?
If he was so much of an asshole, he apologized for it later.
He did. Because the entire locker room got
he was worried. And then he started getting squashed after that. And I was like, and then he wasn't on TV. I'm like, man, this guy's going to be
out
of
I thought
here.
He was done. Yeah, I really did.
And then he became 23... Something of gold, 20.
I know he's the man of the hour.
Yeah, but he also called himself something.
23 something, solid 20,
23 carry solid gold, some shit.
Yeah.
But
so,
shout out to Bobby Lashley, though.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
despite all the mess, Leo made it happen.
Exactly. They linked those guys up together. It was a smart move, especially after the shit that they were doing with Lashley. The last thing we saw with him before Leo was Lashley and his sisters. So
that's right. He turned Lashley around. I think that's one move that we don't give WWE credit for, Bobby Lashley. Because remember, they tried to make him a good guy. It didn't work. He does not have the personality. Nobody liked him. They were like, flip him, and it instantly worked.
And it made sense because he was such a bad guy in TNA.
Yeah,
his feuds with Moose.
I appreciate that because, like, we were thinking, and that probably was the plan for him to come in and eventually fight Brock. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, good guy versus bad guy. But no, Bobby Lashley's a bad guy.
Right. And this is something that we said about Dean when he came back, like, oh, Dean shouldn't have said nothing. Dean should have had somebody talk for him when Dean just came back. And now they done ruined all that shit. But, like,
he fizzled out.
And
all
we
right.
can't all,
Here's
and,
a,
and
whoa.
We can't give everybody,
let's
hold
get
on.
Back to that.
We can't give
second.
Everybody to Paul.
Yeah.
Like, Paul can't be the mouthpiece for everybody. So just like Leo being like a little pretentious asshole and like,
man, we could have had. You can't have Paul for everybody. I get it. Everybody can't be a Paul Heyman guy.
Can I say though?
We could have had Renee been his mouthpiece, and it would have been great.
Oh, you're saying I'm talking about for Bobby Lashley. I'm saying like he got Leo. Like he can't get Paul. Everybody can't get Paul.
I think WWE just likes to put black guys together.
They might, but he's a champion
I feel like we
right
said
now.
That in the group chat.
Like it happens. They're like, oh, black guy, get him a black manager. Black guy, get him a black partner. Look,
I mean,
Apollo. How do you explain
where's
that?
Where's Slick when you need him?
Somebody said. Somebody said Leo went to the Teddy Long.
My man.
man, Bobby Lashley.
Imagine that's funny you said that because somebody said that Leo went to the Teddy Long School of Hype Man.
I believe that.
Oh boy.
So anyway,
but anyway, Bobby Lashley champion, and the Almighty Tease is fire.
I like the tea though. I do.
And I will say, if you genuinely watch his reaction after he wins the title, it was kind of heartwarming.
There was some real emotion. There was.
Yeah, it was really heartwarming to see.
His eyes were huge. Like, he was just like, I did it. Like, we did it, man.
We did it.
He was really excited.
The interaction that him and Leo had in the ring, they're like pointing at each other like, yeah.
No, man, those guys are good together. Then, they didn't even know each other, and they're going to be like brothers now. And sometimes it doesn't work, but those guys, like, what's the guy? The primetime players. Like, that shit didn't work.
Yeah, with
making moves.
I still like
that's
the music.
A good song though.
But Titus and the other Darren Young.
Darren Young, thank you.
Yeah,
but so, Apollo though, his push seems to be kind of happening. Finally,
it's very like
it's up and down,
up and down.
But I'm just all saying, right, I see I gotta Leo do a and
controversial
and Lashley,
post,
they're gonna
controversial
pull each other
thing,
up.
And then I'm gonna leave because I gotta run. But but I'll give y'all 10 minutes to discuss SmackDown. Last thing of Raw with Bobby Lashley winning the IC title. Is the Dean experiment a failure? Was Dean's turn, is the whole thing a failure?
I don't think so.
I kind of feel like it's completely lost.
It hasn't been impactful to me.
Nobody cares about Dean Ambrose, that guy.
I've never turned on Raw and said, I would pay to see Dean Ambrose get his ass kicked. I just haven't seen
it. I don't care enough. Yeah. Like the crowd doesn't care enough.
Oh, no, I get what y'all saying in that fact, because that's how I feel about Roman. I mean, not Roman, Seth. I give two shits in the fuck about Seth if I see him on Raw or I don't. Even though I know he's going to be there, don't really care what he's
got. Like, you
know
he's
going
to give you a great match, but is it going to mean anything?
Right, but this almost gives them the chance to reset. They can't reset Dean being a heel, but they can, like, if they got to make him feud against Bobby Lashley now or something, like, they can...
But that's heel against heel. I don't think that's not going
to
get Dean any
heat. They just need to take him
away
from Seth, though. Like, you know, they need to take him away from what they got involved in right now with the whole Shield and Seth like breakup. He needs to escape that and do something else, and then somehow come back to that.
I don't think he's getting a rematch.
But
I don't think Dean's.
Oh well, no, because he's done. There's no
rematch. They said no automatic rematches. I think he's not going to sniff that title for a long time.
But
I don't want to see him fighting Seth anymore either.
Nah, but do you think? Triple H might have reset Seth
to the old Seth.
Yeah, to like
you thinking that's going
to like
on?
badass Seth.
Yeah, I felt it.
But then where are we going with that?
He's the rumored Rumble winner that I've heard.
Seth versus AJ. AJ gets the title back maybe from Daniel, and then we get Seth AJ
or Seth and Finn.
Or Seth and Finn. I think Seth's in the quote unquote main event.
Oh no, not Seth and Finn again. No.
They happened too much on Raw.
Yeah,
though.
but
happened a lot.
For the title?
But I felt like they only used 30% or maybe 40%. Like
I don't
want
to see one of those guys get injured again for the Universal title.
We need story for that feud to happen again. We need like personal I hate you stuff.
I mean, that could be the story. You injured
me. But that's
me.
What I'm saying.
You injured me, yeah.
But
that's the story.
At the other time, like I feel like Triple H kind of turning Seth, you know, to get him really fired up and boiled up.
And then Vince
up.
Did it to AJ. So I was like, oh, well, here we go. Now we got the two big guys getting slapped in the face by the bosses. Now they're going to go after each other. That's what I was thinking. Like, like Vince says, all right, my guy is AJ. And then Triple H is like, my guy is Seth Rollins. And then they go at it.
And that'll be cool. They just expect us not to remember shit. Because I'm like, why would Seth be working with Triple H again? Right. And it's like,
it's
no, I know exactly, but remember
he
when
definitely
they,
he put the strap on him. The last time he had the strap, it was with Triple H. That's a good enough reason to run with Triple H again.
Triple H.
Last time Triple H turned on him with KO.
Right, he went off to his next guy. Seth has never had the strap again.
Seth made Triple H knock Stephanie through the table. So
Seth can't complain about no one turning on nobody.
No, he can't. That's the point. That's why this feud is not working. Because you're the architect. You broke up the Shield. Like, why should we feel sorry for you that Dean turned on you? That's why that whole feud is a wash to me. Mm. I don't need to ever see them wrestle again.
Now that you just said that, what should have happened is Dean should have dirty D's to Roman after Roman announced.
Oh, you dirty. Damn, you are dirty, T. That is
That's what the fuck should have happened.
No way.
Dirty.
No
way. They should have all been in the ring. No. He should have announced that he had cancer.
He would be the most hated.
They should have hugged.
Guy
he should have dirty deeds them and left through the crowd.
Boom, dirty deeds.
No.
That would have been all the heat he would have needed.
That's true. He would still have heat for that.
He would have had batteries thrown at him. He would have had.
Hey, people used to get that shit. They said in WCW they used to throw drinks. That's all what types I'm saying. Of shit.
He wouldn't make it out the building.
If we could have saw some of that old WCW when the NWO was in the ring, shit getting thrown at Dean.
He get trashed up, man.
Yo, they would boo him forever for that. Like, he could never, ever turn back. He wouldn't even be able to leave the building.
Oh.
That's nuclear heat.
He would really need that security that he'd be walking with.
He need the Psycho Mantis security.
That's the X-Pac heat. That's the go away heat. Like, we don't ever want to see you no more.
That's Enzo heat.
That's like Fast and the Furious Nitrous Oxide heat.
Oh, man. All
right.
I gotta run, but y'all continue the show. And see you guys in San Antonio if you're going to be around for PAX South. Peace.
Peace.
All right, man. All right. All right, y'all. Hold
it
down. So, let's go.
We got SmackDown, and we got a Patreon shit to do after that.
We do?
That's right.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
We are required.
Sorry, Patreons. I'm not into it tonight, but whatever.
I got something that'll change your mind.
Yeah. So, SmackDown happened, opened up with Becky Lynch tossing her keys to Kayla Braxton, which I thoroughly enjoyed. The man doing her man thing.
She was also drinking, I think, what, some sort of protein?
Whatever shake.
Oh, that shake that weird. That heavy machinery
made. Tuna and eggs.
I thought it was like steak and eggs and tuna.
Did they not put no pancakes in it? Because they were right there with the new day.
There was pancakes.
Okay, there were pancakes in it, too.
I did thoroughly enjoy as soon as Becky Lynch walked up, you saw Xavier Woods unzip his jacket.
And then sees the man shirt.
So that was dope. Opened up with Becky on the mic. Trashka came out. Said,
can't do that.
And then there was what? Oh yeah, those the Iconics are trash too. Jesus.
Oh man, thank you. Somebody else agrees with me. Let me get a pound on that.
They're on that enhancement trip right now.
Man, they're trash.
Well, and they're like I said, they're so new to the brand that they're kind of doing like what they're doing with the Revival. They're getting enhanced out.
Nah, man, they're doing the same thing that they were doing in NXT. People said that this is their gimmick, and their gimmick is trash. The Mean Girl gimmick is trash.
Yep.
Them coming out mocking people and.
But they can work though. They can really work. In NXT, they had a great, you know, they had great chemistry.
Man, NXT is high school, man. This is college. When you gotta move up, man. You gotta be able to take.
Well, they gotta be like Uncle Rico.
The
best days are in the past.
I do gotta say, I thoroughly enjoyed the way Becky Lynch started off the match by putting the hand out for a handshake, and then she punches
the throat punch.
Punches her in the throat.
I saw that and I was like, wow.
Becky won with the disarm her, and then Trashka came in there spewing gibberish, and all of a sudden there was a second match. And the chick that she fought was worse than the chick that Becky fought.
And then that was over. Because what's their names? They're the Iconics, but I don't know their names separately.
Peyton Royce and Billy Kidman?
Billy Kay.
Oh, there's a weed called Billy Kimber.
Is there really?
Yeah, that might have been where I got that.
There's a Billy Kidman wrestler.
Not Kidman, Kimber.
Tori Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kidman was the shit.
He was good.
Let's not get sidetracked.
No. So yeah, that happened. What else happened on SmackDown? They're trying to break up a happy home still with Mandy Rose and Naomi and Jey Uso.
Which ooze is that?
Are you guys in the Twitter DM conversation?
Yeah, that we're having. I want out of that damn thing.
Oh, yeah, just you can remove out. Yourself. You can jump right?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
The thing is,
because some people messaging it too much.
No, I just. There's enough like wrestling chat between our group chat and the Twitter feed. I don't need DMs about wrestling.
The Twitter one has other people added that aren't just us.
I know, but it's literally just like G1, you, Random,
Eva, I think.
But who actually talks?
You know, it'd be dope if we could have like a Patreon DM thread
that you guys can talk to us also. Well, they can just do that on Twitter. So
yeah.
What
else happened? Oh, yeah, so they're trying
hold to on. So yeah, we were talking about that. And,
but yeah, it was one of those things. Like I said in the chat, like the scumbag in me likes this real, it's not real, obviously, but
it's the
storytelling that they're doing, where Mandy Rose is trying to get under Naomi's skin, and she's doing it by any means necessary. you know, I like the fact that she's doing that because she's trying to build as much heat as she can. But it's not getting, it's getting paid off in segments. It's not getting paid off in the ring.
But it's marketing because there, it's, if you noticed, USA is promoting a show called that was Temptation funny. Island. Like it's
it came right up underneath her.
Like it's,
I thought that was just coincidental.
No,
that's got to be coincidental.
No way they ran that coincidental right there.
That's coincidental.
No, that's totally.
To me, it was coincidental.
So check this out, WWE. You need to hire me for a writer. I'm gonna give you this for free, real quick. This would be awesome, but in doing so, we got to kiss the Usos goodbye. We're gonna break the Usos up, which I think is okay because we've seen them. We've seen them fight. Enough great tag team matches. Let me tell you what would happen. This is all an idea that, what's the chick? Is this Mandy Rose? Is this her name?
Mandy Rose, yeah.
So the Usos do a bait and switch.
I knew you.
Like I said, parent trap that shit.
Like Twin Magic, but like the Bellas used to do?
Yeah, like meet me here, and then the other one meets her there instead of him, but then they get together, and then it's a mixed tag against Naomi and the other
Uso. Us versus Us.
Yeah.
With Mandy Tell me and that Naomi. Wouldn't be good.
Yeah, with Mandy and Naomi.
Like I'm saying, like if they gave her that much man-eater power, and she's able to
flip the Us.
One of the Uses?
The Us, though. The Us wasn't with it.
Well,
I'm saying that she flips the twin that goes.
Yeah, she flips Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
He becomes victim to her venom, you know, and then...
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Then we don't got to see Usos versus the fucking bar anymore.
But then we can get like some sort of payoff.
Yeah.
You know, within the mixed match realm.
Say they break up
really like that.
Say they break up the Usos at some point. Who has the more successful solo career, Jimmy or Jay?
No, it's good versus evil. So they'll pay it off, but they'll reunite. I don't think they'll go solo. I don't think they can.
Yeah. I couldn't see twins going solo.
The Bellas did.
If they go solo, still on SmackDown. If they go solo, they would have to be a heel, and this is just me. They would have to be a heel solo act, and then like Jimmy or Jay would hide under the ring, and they'll fucking like switch in the middle of a singles match, just to have like a fresh man in, and like win titles like that, and then they freebird it.
That's funny. You never know. It's WWE. They do a lot of weird shit.
I mean, at least they haven't done no shit where it's like Naomi didn't know which Uso was the right Uso. And then we break them up that way.
That's a good point.
Old WWE tactics.
That's a good point.
They fighting over the same girl that's his wife. Like, no.
Fucking Jay got the X on his hand. He's got the X on his left hand.
Right. It's like, what are you doing? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SmackDown also featured a name change, which I'm not too thrilled about. It is no longer Andrade Cien Almas. It is just Andrade.
Andrade!
But on the flip side, him and Rey Mysterio had a classic live on SmackDown. If you haven't watched the match, it's only January, but I'm going to say match of the year contender.
Man, WWE known for doing that.
We're gonna forget about it in December of this year, unfortunately. But man... There was another Canadian Destroyer. There was a sick Hurricane Rana that Ray hit on El Idolo, and he bounced off of the floor.
Pardon me if I'm mistaken, but I think I saw a Mexican Fly also.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there was a lot of dope shit that happened.
There were a lot of moves named after Mexicans going on in there.
Yeah, that match was crazy. I am here for the Ray and Andrade feud. Hope it continues.
Ray was looking a little thick in that match.
Yeah, he was, right?
That's that old man weight. When you,
I mean, he's
no. I'm saying man. Like, what's his name? The fucking Hardy that's still wrestling.
Jeff.
Jeff is thick too. Yeah. Like when he's doing those swantons and shit, I'm like, man, that shit's gotta hurt now. Like you're not small like
you
used to be.
You're not small, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, and they said that he's complaining about having back problems and shit too.
Oh, shit, well, no doubt. You've been flying off of shit and jumping through tables and flying off ladders your entire life.
Yeah, I think they said that he's been that he's been missing some house shows or that they've been like...
That makes sense.
Not working them as much. You know about that, right, Neo? You just walked in on that. About Jeff Hardy's back problems and him not working as many shows lately.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, so if you haven't watched Andrade and Ray... He needs to do DDP yoga. Everybody needs
to do DDP yoga.
Everybody. Look at Scott Hall, man. Saved his life. Look at Jake the Snake. Saved his life. But watch that match. It is fire. Fire, fire, fire. And Zelina
fire
Vega.
Fire pro wrestling.
And Zelina Vega looked like a snack.
Yeah,
she is not the snack of the week.
You know what's crazy is it's on my to watch list, but I think the ultimate factor is again Zelina Vega paying dividends. You know, she did help Andrade win the match.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things like, well, who does have the better talent?
I don't. They're good together. He doesn't necessarily need her.
It's heel shit.
Well, I'm saying he doesn't necessarily need her.
They're great.
I think she sparked
the so-called
fire back into him already.
But it gives the, you know, it gives the visual. It gives the story that, you know, who, you know.
It gives the visual. That's a funny visual.
They were like tit for tat in when it comes to like skills.
Yeah.
Which was very good. But the deciding factor was Zelina Vega.
Yeah. But that's a funny visual. Are we over the female manager look?
No.
With talent?
I think Zelina does it so well that it could be, you know.
At one time, wasn't that just like pretty girl role?
It was always a valet. It was a valet. That's like when Trish Stratus would come out with
the Smoking TNA. Guns. Oh, no, that TNA, was Tori.
It was Tess and Albert originally. Yeah. She came out with them. You know, Tori did it. Stacy Keebler did it with the Dudleys,
the Dudleys, yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind
of... She even came out with, like, Road Royal Hog and Animal. Like,
yeah, that was
LOD 2000.
Yeah, that was a thing for, like, a minute. That was just a thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Miss Elizabeth, of course, was...
I mean, Sensational Sherry.
But someone who can actually work, that... I mean, Zelina Vega can work.
Yeah.
But she's not rostered, though, is she? Like, yeah.
She's in the Women's Rumble.
Oh, so she's a women wrestler also?
Yeah.
I know she's a woman wrestler. I didn't know if she was hired on because, like, one time wasn't Rusev's chick. She wasn't wrestling, right? One time, Lana wasn't always wrestling, right? At one time, she was just
ballet. No, but she's both. But, yeah, she's both now.
Yeah. So, hey, watch the match. It's great.
It's awesome Ray came back to put him over, basically.
Yeah.
Because he's putting him over in this feud. And I remember we were like... Getting worried about Andrade for a moment.
There was a comment Ray made after the match. He said he didn't say who said it. He said one of the boys in the back came up to him and told him after the match, he was like, man, that was like watching you and Eddie. So that's a huge compliment to both of them. Because we all know how great it was watching Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero go.
Yeah.
So
that's an awesome compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, it was dope, man. Other than that, SmackDown featured
I thought it was really dope when, like, AJ...
Oh, yeah.
He came through, gave Oscar the look, ran straight up to the... through the stands, up to the concessions.
Yeah.
And basically played it off, and he shouted out Phoenix, so thank you, AJ. He said, hey, you know, Daniel Bryan is, like, this way, but, hey, we're all this type of way.
Yep.
You know? And shout-outs to Daniel Bryan. He did that mean-ass heel tweet. Did you see that heel tweet?
Yeah.
He made me not want to eat a hot dog.
I mean, in all reality, none of us should be eating hot dogs because they are terrible.
Speaking of not eating hot dogs, I'm still not eating meat.
Oh, yeah, but you used to work at the Coney Grill. You used to bring us hot dogs.
I did, but I'm just saying, I'm still on it.
Still meat free?
Yep. 16 days in.
How's that going? Is it weird? Mm-hmm. Do you miss it?
It was way easier than what I thought it was going to be.
Well, mind you, you didn't even eat swine, though, or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
You did?
Limited amount of swine. I ate bacon. I ate sausage.
Okay.
I wasn't eating pork chops or shit like that. But that's because my wife is Muslim. So,
yeah,
wasn't no pork being cooked in the house.
See, that's what I thought. Like, I remember something like how... Yeah. Like,
except for when she would let me have it, like, for breakfast and stuff like that.
Oh, but, okay.
But no, it's just like... There's so much
alternatives now.
Yeah, at most of the places you go to, like, luckily, like, I mean, not eating the best shit. I'm not saying that I'm not eating no fast food, and I'm not vegan, so I'm still eating like milk and eggs and cheese and shit like that.
You're just meat.
Yeah, there's a Taco Bell right next to my work, so like, if I don't have no money and I need to go over there for lunch, I get like a bean rice and cheese burrito or like a spicy potato taco or something.
Those are
like,
fire.
They got breakfast over there. I can get an egg and potato burrito, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's no meat, and it's easy. Like, it's not fucking with me. Like,
so then what are you doing to supplement your lack of protein?
Yeah, I mean, beans, eggs.
You're doing milk still, too, so.
Yeah, milk. Like, yeah, I'm not having any issue with that stuff or whatever. just I know I'm getting a lot more veggies in my system or whatever. Like,
yeah, veggies.
And that means I'm definitely like not intaking any processed meat right now and stuff like that. So that's a plus. And
you probably don't want to be eating eat any meat right now with the government being shut down and food inspectors not inspecting food. And man, Trump's a fucking fuckface.
There's been like 2 days out of this that I was like, man, like,
could really go for that carne asada.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I could use some meat right now. Like, pause.
Hey, Ben!
What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Hey!
You guys still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, pull up a chair. All right. Come get your plug in.
Ran ducked out, but...
Yeah, ran ducked out, but you can join us.
Absolutely. That was pretty much SmackDown. I mean, there was a Shane McMahon birthday celebration I don't care about.
I kind of did. Because they got a victory over the tag champs.
See, I didn't even pay attention to it. that's how you know I didn't care about it.
Well, man, jump on the mic.
Well, I was going to say we can get them on the Patreon. And are we wrapping up?
We're pretty much almost done.
Oh, okay, we're going to save you for the specials.
Yeah, we got to do another like 10 minutes after this.
So,
did any of you guys watch anything beyond WWE?
No. What else is there to watch?
So I.
No, seriously. I mean, I didn't know there was any events going on.
I finally watched the Homecoming for TNA.
Okay.
Oh, I saw bits and pieces.
Which is really good.
That's what Rand was saying, watch, right?
Yeah.
LAX was dope.
Yeah. LAX won?
LAX did retain.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a great match.
Yeah. Additionally, I know, you know, outside of NXT, you know, you have the UK NXT. But then we also have, I think New Japan is doing Fantastical Mania. And what that is, it's a partnership between them and AAA. And they have a lot of, like, lucha wrestlers wrestle with some of the New Japan talent. And, you know, they basically have, like, you know, like a session of house shows.
They should have a cook-off.
Yeah. So,
ROH is having Road to G1 right now, right? Or what is it? Road to...
Supercard.
Road to Supercard.
Yeah. I believe Supercard is going to be in Vegas also. I want to say.
Wait, isn't Supercard always... Supercard is always during Mania.
Oh, no, you're right, yeah.
So that's why they're doing the road to it right now.
I'm thinking something else, okay. But the other thing that I was thinking of is New Japan did also announce 2 shows in the States for the G1. They announced...
Nice win.
What's up?
Win.
I forget the specific details, but I know they want to do a show in California.
LA again?
Yeah, in LA. And they also want to do a show in North Carolina.
The territories, huh?
Yeah.
I've never been, but that's like popular wrestling towns, right?
But yeah, and so it's again, it's a, you know, kind of dripping New Japan into like
the mix.
The U.S., you know, territory, for lack of a better word. And I know we talked about this, I think, last year. Like, how do you feel New Japan would do in the States?
Yeah.
How would you feel New Japan now without Cody, Hangman, Young Bucks?
Well, that's what I think we talked about this last week. They're going to use Switchblade. Mm-hmm. Switchblade's their Gaijin right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Switchblade?
What's his name?
Jay White.
Jay White.
Oh, that guy. I saw him fight. Who do you fight? Okada?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that match.
They're not going to do well over here without a strong American
name. Not having those names hurts. But you got to wonder, are any
especially
of those,
because they helped popularize
are
those
any
names.
Of the AEW guys, are they exclusively AEW?
I'm sure they can probably. I mean, depending on their contracts, I'm sure they can jump back and forth.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have enough star power with Tanahashi, Okada, and you have, you know,
they're not going to sell
star
as
power
much
here or star power there.
No,
here.
He's saying star power in general. I think, right. Mm.
So New Japan star power with Tanahashi, Okada. And if they feud with the bad guy Bullet Club,
uh-huh,
the Cutthroat era, I think there's enough star power there to get a successful tour.
Well, what I'm saying is you're not going to get, like, it's not going to be all in size. It's not going to, you're not going to get
No 10,000 seats.
No,
for
but,
sure.
But what I'm saying is because, like,
maybe like 4,000.
You had all those names that they helped build up. And because you had those American names, you got American attention. You got people like us paying attention, right?
Well, I mean,
hold on. Just let me finish this, and then before you say this, is that those people who started watching New Japan started getting hip to the guys that you're talking about, the Tanahashis and whatnot. But not the average fan. The average fan is only going to know the people that's easy for them to know.
People like me are going to know probably seriously, like casual fans.
No,
like
this is who I'm talking about.
Like when y'all look at you look at a New Japan card.
Because he's watched New Japan.
Because I knew who the Bucks were, I knew who Cody was, I knew who Kenny was. Now it's like, I don't know who you are. It's going to be like us doing predictions for Wrestle Kingdom 13. I was like, I can predict like four matches. I know who these guys are. The rest, I'm like, I'm going to pick you because your name is that and you because of this. I'm like, I don't know who these guys are. Like, unless you're really, really invested in wrestling like that, I think it hurts New Japan not having those names.
No, it does. Like that's what I was saying. That's where I feel like it. But what were you going
to combat that, Neo? G1 Climax in California sold out, and the only AEW person or persons on that card was Kenny and Cody. But it still sold out.
And those were the biggest names.
But
those,
you also had Okada, you had Ishii, you had Tanahashi, you said Juice, you know?
I mean, I feel you, and you love New Japan, and I fuck with New Japan, too, so we know these people are some of these people. But at one time, fucking Kenny was the biggest name in New Japan wrestling. Like, the American was the biggest name. You got Cody.
He's actually Canadian.
Well, can I say same difference?
I mean, hey.
So that's all I'm saying. They're going to come over, and they have to start coming over more because they have to start getting their guys more attention over here so that they don't have to rely so heavily on.
They have to refamiliarize themselves with everybody because they lost a ton of talent.
So yeah. You're saying maybe not instant success, but
yeah, but they're
gradual success?
Yeah. Like I think AEW will be more successful over here than New Japan. But that's because they're Americans and that we already know them. So it's going to make it more easy. It's harder. You know, we're not flying over there to watch.
I think it really depends on Japan whatever AEW's TV deal is. I want to know what their TV deal is.
I heard they're talking one, though.
I mean, they would.
I heard it was Fox.
I couldn't imagine they would start it up not having it in place.
NBC.
I can't see Fox only because of the WWE.
Right, they couldn't do the same thing. I heard TNT, though.
TNT would be cool, or FX, like one of those. I mean, it's owned by Fox, but you're not on, like, the Fox Sports Network.
I mean, if they really want to compete, they got to get on TV, even though it's dying. Like, they don't want to be
a paid service. And it can't be a TNA-type TV deal where nobody cares. Because what channel is TNA on?
It's on Twitch. That's the channel I watch.
Like, yeah, but it was on a...
I don't even have the channel it's on. Not that I would watch it.
The channel that it was on...
It was on Pop.
Pop.
It's not
I didn't even know that that was a channel. I ran into it by accident one time.
It used to be the TV Guide channel.
Okay.
But that's sad.
I ran into that by accident, and I was like, whoa, I have this? I didn't even know I had TNA wrestling.
It's going to be funny if AEW's TV deal out the gate is better than TNA's. Because TNA is at least
they got more money. Yeah, TNA had to go back to Canada.
Well, additionally, the Cons also own a soccer league. They have a football league.
And they own
oil.
A football team.
And oil.
Football league and a soccer team or school, whatever it is.
Football school?
Something like that.
Is that a thing?
For soccer.
Football.
Football. So I think what they're going to try to do, and this is what I've seen, they're just going to try to get into one of those FS sports networks.
I mean, there's like three or four.
There's a couple.
Yeah. WWE is going to be on the main, obviously, but yeah, AEW could be on one of the smaller.
No, I feel like WWE is going to put some sort of gag order in their thing or something that they can't have.
Like what they try to do with MSG.
Like they wouldn't. Yeah, they're not going to want. They're not going to want Fox, especially after Fox just gave them this big deal. Like, yeah. If AEW was a thing beforehand, I could have seen Fox thinking like, oh, this would be the thing to jump on. But they already got SmackDown, so
yeah.
I don't see that happening.
They got, but they have...
What about WGN America?
That's what I'm saying.
I can see that, too.
For All In, they had so many hits.
When they were on WGN. Huh? The pre-show was on WGN.
They had so many hits for that pre-show. Yeah. It gave them basically an ace in the hole when it comes for them drawing TV. You know? So, it's possible.
And I wonder if AEW is going to do what WCW used to do back in the day, where they'll have, like, Clash of the Champion type pay-per-view style events on regular TV.
Hey, Mad Maniacs, what do you think? Let us know on Twitter.
Yeah.
Where do you guys want to see AEW land?
I want
to go to sci-fi. WWE used to be on sci-fi.
Yeah.
Hey, we're one of the top 10 nerdy podcasts to listen to on Sci-Fi.
Yes, we are. So Sci-Fi kind of like revamped and turned into kind of like
VH1 and shit. Didn't Sci-Fi have like all the monsters and shit?
No, it used
like
to.
Like the zombies.
But now they have all the shows where it's like.
No. Like the zombie wrestler.
No, they had ECW.
You're thinking of ECW circa 96.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, 2006 when they were like trying to.
Yeah, but ECW is what was on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, but I remember there was like a zombie wrestler. There was a swamp wrestler.
I'm the boogeyman.
Really? They were trying to interpret monsters into the wrestling show because it was on Sci-Fi?
Shit. Come WCW now, Sci-Fi. Had RoboCop for a minute.
They did. He busted out the cage.
So, I mean.
Man. I do want to point out that we have.
The wrestlers whose move is broken, the Sharknado.
We have broken one of our podcast resolutions as we are well over the 90-minute mark.
Okay.
But hey, we're going to continue this conversation on Patreon.
Actually, I got a good question that I'm about to watch you and.
And I got a snack.
Rock Knowledge and Neo X is going to argue about this on Patreon.
All right, cool. real quick, snack of the week. Definitely going to go out to hot ass, old ass Aunt May. Who is played by Marissa Tomei.
None of us talked about it. You guys all saw the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
I made him watch it. Looks dope.
And I got thoughts.
Marissa Tomei is gorgeous, as she's always been.
Good thing we didn't talk about it. Maybe on the Patreon episode. I got thoughts.
But hey, Matt Maniacs, thank you all for being here. Go to patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast. Pay that money. Whatever you want to help us with.
What do we record at, Neo?
So check it out, Matt Maniacs. Go to... We're at Digilab Studios. Go to RecordioStudioPhoenix.com. Use your Googles. Use Digilabs in your Googles. You can find out where we record and lay it down. Where it's good vibes only here is what it is. And where you can hear Rock Knowledge, lose himself here. Additionally, please, Patreon. Pay that money. Help us support and help us gain some support. One of my goals here was to try to get some new equipment for some of the mobile recordings that we want to do in different events. So if you could please help us on the Patreon, that'd be much obliged. Again, go to ProWrestlingTees.com, search Matt Mania Podcast. We are probably the only podcast store that has really cool t-shirts and music. So check that out at ProWrestlingTees.com. And remember, January 25th, before the Royal Rumble, it is the Ramble before the Rumble. It is now one of Phoenix's top things to do in the Valley, named by AZ Central and various news outlets here in Arizona. Check us out at Crescent Ballroom.
Yes.
January 25th, the Ramble before the Rumble. Nia Jax may be there.
Did you not forget the hashtag?
Did you say Nia Jax?
Nia Jax.
Get Nia to the Ramble.
So, lots to do. And, of course, Patreon, fellow maniacs, please stick around. We're going to have a Patreon episode for you soon.
Yeah, and as always, keep your shoulders
off the bat.